Hours, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, the globalists are getting their coup plan against Trump out in the open. The Podesta plan. The White House has officially come out and said the elements of the CIA are trying to overthrow the government and are running psyops against the American people, because they are. We know the name of the agencies, the funding. We even know that it's Brennan, who's officially lost his security clearance, but really still runs much of the CIA. So Drudge linked to our Roger Stone Reveals Exclusive Truth Bombs from his meeting with the president, and then we get into the CIA coup plan. Now, I've been hammering this for months, and I told you I've been talking to the White House, and also Stone was there last week, and I explained once this all broke last week with the Seditious Six that what they did by itself isn't illegal, but who they work for and the script they were given, Brennan, we know, and the production company is going to come out, that that's part of a compendium of undermining the military and the president, just like they did with Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the rest of it. It's a continuation of all of that, and they got grand juries open looking at all that treason. And so this is just a cherry on top. And I've hammered it that you cannot simply address the statement like the Deputy Attorney General said, oh, yeah, this looks bad. We'll ask him what they meant by that statement. It's not about the statement. It's the intent of the statement and who ordered it and who commanded it. And we know John Brennan and Barack Obama. And it's part of the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama signed right when he left office in 2017. And you know, now Mike Benz is doing a great job. He's out there showing all the documents, going through it. Wow, I love this. Because I've told you, my goal is not to be the guy that breaks this every time and who's figured all this out. The minute that the White House starts listening to me and Flynn and people like Steve Bannon, it's game over. And guess what? It is. So I want to say hi to the White House. I mean, I know they always watch clips, but I'm glad we're on in the main situation war room. That's good. And I'm glad they're producing transcripts of what I say and the articles I show and producing reports off of it. But, I mean, guys, you're smarter than me, many of you. This ain't hard. I know it sounds crazy to tell the public there's a CIA coup against America, but what do you think the last 10 years were? It's all come out in congressional hearings, the CIA and FBI. They ran the lawsuits. They ran the criminal garbage. They all got together in the O'Biden White House and coordinated the state, local, and federal charges. It's treason. It's total weaponization. And we can't sit here and take it anymore. This is a tyranny. This is a rolling coup. And now, Stephen Miller, the deputy chief of staff at the White House, smart as they come, I told you days ago the White House is aware of the CIA coup, went on Jesse Waters and laid it all out that it's not just this statement meant to sow dissent and have the military decide what they think is a legal or, you know, illegal order and imply Trump's doing this. No, it's the conspiracy to overthrow the country and trigger a civil war, which the Podesta plan is a confession of. False flag alert. CIA sources say Democrats' sedition video, part of larger operation to destabilize Trump admin from within, ahead of impending bad event blamed on POTUS. That's yesterday. And then last night, the deputy chief of staff goes on TV and lays it all out. And they've got all these other former PSYOP officers in the CIA, Navy SEALs, Army Special Operations, who used to run those operations overseas, showing the codes, the documents on air, and identifying the program and the operation. You don't fight all the little fake PSYOPs. You go right to the heart of the treason and the sedition and who's running it to overthrow another elected government. That's what's going on. We'll be right back with massive information. Share those live feeds now.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when you're faced with a deep state, BlackRock, Chi-Com, CIA alliance trying to destroy your country, trying to literally demoralize the nation and collapse it, and trying to trigger mass unrest and have the military stage a coup against the president, you have to state that's what's going on. And it sounds outrageous, but it's all been proven. And they're trying it again. And all I can say is we're in a whole new ball game here, because the White House, starting about 2 days ago, listened to this broadcast, and I talked to him as well, I'll leave it at that. And I said, damn it, instead of fighting each new lie or disinfo they put out, go to the heart of the CIA stay-behind networks, the sleeper cells, literally, political sleeper cells, disinformation, information warfare cells, by Obama, and this is just a continuation 10 years later. They've had the congressional hearings, all come out. And then I turn on Fox, and I turn on Newsmax, and I turn on everywhere, and there's all these former CIA section chiefs, highly decorated, you name it, Green Beret commanders, Navy SEAL commanders that ran operations like this overseas, just flooding the zone with the truth of this. That's like you've got gangrene, you finally get antibiotics. I mean, this is good, 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 good. So it's treason then. So it's not just this statement where you've got a responsibility, and we're the authority, and, you know, these are illegal orders, you better not follow them. I mean, they knew exactly what they were doing, because they have the media everywhere saying they're illegal orders. Then they just say, don't follow illegal orders. Then they all get put on the spot, even by corporate media, saying, okay, what did you do that's illegal? Well, really, there's nothing. Oh, okay. And they go, well, who came up with the words you said? I don't know, some group. We were given a script. Uh-huh. I mean, it's John Brennan. You know how I know? Because it's not just one of them that was CIA and worked for Brennan. My information is two of them have been deep cover CIA, also under Brennan. You're in big trouble. You're the ones running an illegal rogue intelligence destabilization operation, been run by him since Trump won the nomination in Cleveland, Ohio, in July of 2016, I was there. That guy right there. That's the guy. He's literally a card-carrying communist and a Muslim. Did you know that? You can't make this up. Whenever I tell talk show hosts, even talk show hosts, they go, come on, that's not true. They go, oh, my God. Even his Wikipedia says he's a communist and a Muslim. You can't make it. What do you think Mondami is? What do you think all this is? It's the red-green alliance backed by BlackRock and the Rothschilds. I told you 15 years ago that Epstein was a Rothschild agent. The emails are now public. It's not hard. We know who Maxwell's dad worked for, the top Mossad MI6 pedo controller. were for the Rothschilds, on record. We know all this. It's a damn family business. Yeah, CIA director on his Muslim faith voted communist in all the major elections. Can't make it up until Obama came along. Yep. Video of then CIA director speaking out about his Muslim faith in Arabic, too. Very nice person. So these are nasty, nasty, nasty people. And it is beyond exciting to cut to the chase because they thought they were just going to put this video out, cause a national debate, implied Trump's going to do something illegal ahead of a false flag they're going to blame on Trump and us. And now you've got former CIA section chiefs and regime change commanders that run operations and all these people on TV for the first time ever telling everybody what's going on. Because before, they obviously all knew this. They know more about it than I do. I'm just reverse engineered it by study and history and being in the middle of the fights. They, quote, didn't want to damage the agencies. These agencies are absolutely a Swiss cheese of borrowed tyranny. And we need counterintelligence agency created by the president to deal with the treason inside the CIA particularly. Remember, we already had naval intelligence, army intelligence. We already had all that. And they were patriotic, did a great job. Until 47, the CIA comes in and is given this magic power of no oversight, do whatever you want, by the British Empire, by the CFR, that brag that they packed the entire CIA system with OSS, British intelligence. And then a nice helping of 30-something thousand Nazis they brought over. Operation Paperclip. Turned out, by the 60s, up to half the real section chiefs, you'd have a section chief and a real section chief, were Nazis. You know who the main section chief was in multiple South American countries? Look it up. It's declassified. Klaus Barbie. Don't know who Klaus Barbie is? Maybe you should look into it. So, that's what's happening. I mean, yeah, you pull up the CIA's own website. It's not that they worked with OSS. They were the OSS. It was created by British intelligence. We signed everything over to them, and then they brought it over here. And along with it, Ghislaine Maxwell's daddy, who was OSS and Mossad. So, yeah, that's how I knew who he was, because he was already known. Oh, everybody's a genius now. Oh, Congressman Massey says he's Mossad. Oh, my goodness. A Pulitzer Prize for you. It's so frustrating when this stuff is cut and dry and we know what's going on. And so Trump made a deal with British intelligence and the Mossad to not bring all this out. It doesn't embarrass him. It hurts them. And the Queen of England laundering her money through Epstein and all the rest of it. It's all about money. Again, the sex stuff is a side issue in it all. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but it's a side issue. And then they turn around and stab him in the back, and Trump's like, oh, my God, I'm done. And then they spin up this CIA coup that they're gearing up against Trump to have the military turn against him. And I'm just telling the White House, are you going to sit here and take this? I mean, this is just absolute, open, complete criminal tyranny. Yeah, there's the Hudson Institute, John Brennan, a communist. It's worse than that. His limited hangout is, well, I did vote communist some. No, he's a Wahhabist Muslim and a damn commie. Look at his action. The guy literally hates this country and hates Christians. What he is a Satan worshiper, guaranteed. I mean, I guarantee you, that guy gets down on his hands and knees and prays to Beelzebub every day. I'm serious. 100%. That's a devil worshiper, dyed in the wool. I know the action. I know the look. That's El Diablo, baby. And we're spotlighting you, you big, fat, disgusting cockroach. and all your operations against me and my family? It's going to take a little bit more than what you've done to get to my good old boy guts. Because the American giant, the sleeping giant, is awake, and it's pissed. And it's just because you wake up, though, in the middle of the night with an alarm going off, fire alarm, you don't know what's going on yet. We're far past that now, and now it's all over the news that you're a traitor, and you've been running this whole overthrow plan, and we have all this evidence, and we're not just going to focus when the FBI comes and visits all of you, which is already happening. You're already in a criminal investigation. We're not just focusing on your Sedition 6 and what they did. We're going to focus on who made the video, who told them, what they did, what the next plan was, and we know who it is. It's you. You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Brennan, and you will atone. You're in the middle of the beginning of the fourth turning, cupcake. And it's not going to be your little commie devil worship Islam plan. It's going to be massive technology expansion, interplanetary, crusade 2.0, or we're doomed. It's not going to be Frank Herbert's vision of the Butlerian jihad. It's going to be the Crusades 10.0. And I mean a crusade against all of this devilish garbage. You see, we're not just fighting your tyranny. We're relaunching the West with pride. And everybody wants to be in on it. We're giving away delicious ice-cold lemonade in the Sahara Desert. You're trying to literally feed us bugs and lab-grown cancer meat with a nice helping of chopping our son's genitals off. So we say to you, John Brennan, you Satanist, we don't like that. We don't want to sit there and eat maggot milk. I'm not joking. Look at maggot milk. They grind up maggots and call it milk. It's not milk. You can keep your maggot milk for yourself, buddy. In fact, once Brennan and Bill Gates and others are found guilty for treason, if they pass law and it's all legal and all lawful, and they get their appeals and everything, maybe they should be publicly drowned in a 100-foot deep moat on national television of maggot milk. We're like, hey, Bill Gates, you want us to eat bugs? How about you drowned in maggot? Blended tens of thousands of gallons of maggots. That's a perfect death for you, and we'll just drop you into the maggots. Better yet, Fauci likes flesh-eating worms and to have the larynxes removed from beagles so that the worms can eat their faces off in total torture over a week, which is all just a test to see if he can get his medical people to do psychotic stuff. How about that? Well, that's cruel and unusual. Constitution says we can't do it, but that would be interesting. Like, We could have their larynxes removed and then put them in a basket with flesh-eating flies and worms. How about that? That sounds fun, right? You do it to dogs, right? You're so powerful. You're so evil. Get off our back! Think you're tough? Always on TV, walking around showing your teeth. You're going to get everybody, John Brennan. That's what you're going to do. You're a scary man, aren't you? Well, there's people a lot scarier than you, buddy. And we're sick of your fucking bullshit. Get the fuck out of our way. Get behind me, Satan. Oh, excuse me, God. Oh, I'm just getting really sick of these people. Obviously, that was satire. I wish no harm upon them. In fact, I think when they're convicted of treason, they should not be executed because that turns them into martyrs. I think they should be put in supermax prisons where they want to put us. They should be put in concrete coffins like the CIA likes to torture people with. Oh, but when it's a supermax, it's not torture. Thought he was so smart. It's important to challenge these guys head on and let them know we're not afraid of them. And whatever they do to us and the leadership against them is a pleasure. I'm fully committed to take on the nastiest, most degenerate thug scum trash the planet's ever seen, because I ain't going to grovel around on my knees to these people. I'm going to live on my feet. I'm not going to die on my feet, but if I need to, I will. No. You die on your knees, you live on your feet in the aggregate. Zapata, in the quote, wasn't just said by the Mexican statesman who was a great writer, said by Roman Caesars and others. It's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees. But you don't. I always look at things and say, that's not even right. Societies that live on their feet are free and prosperous and safe. Societies that live on their knees get destroyed. What Thomas Jefferson said? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. Well, what's the wolf fear? Oh, it's a great family dog and sweet and shaggy and got long hair so teeth can't get through it, and it's friendly and nice. But if you shave its head and look at the big sheepdog, it's got big giant jaws and huge mean teeth and those little eyes. And what it likes to do is charge in and knock down a wolf and take its jaws and put it right under its throat and just crush it. And so I've been thinking about this. I think our logo should be a sheepdog. We already made one where it's a sheepdog chasing a wolf around the InfoWars symbol. And that's really what this is all about. You know how excited a sheepdog gets when it sees a wolf? It's bred. It's made for it. And that's what we need as sheepdogs, to counter these wolves. John Brennan likes to show us his teeth when he's on TV. Ugh, you've got teeth. You're a predator. Ah, we have teeth too, Mr. Brennan. Universe is a two-way street, Mr. Wolf. So I say to the American people, people of the world, you want to live under an Islamic, CIA, communist, satanic group? Or do you want to stand up and live as free men and women? But this is the White House Deputy Chief of Staff laying it out. And the CIA, the good side, the pro-Trump side, briefing the president finally on this being a CIA operation, which we already know, been in Congress, and address it as that. Not the video. That's the CIA trying to create an insurrection, a seditious conspiracy. That's the conspiracy. That's what you investigate. And they've all written policy papers and bragged about it. And that's all ahead of their attempted coup. And now it's all over the news. Brennan and his ilk want to creep around in mud. That's another one of them. They want to creep around in the shadows. Nope. We just turned on the lights, bitch. Go to Stephen Miller.
Well, they should be held accountable under the law and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice for a seditious conspiracy against the United States of America. This is completely open and shut, straightforward. What is the motivation? Why would six members of Congress, selecting specifically for individuals with a CIA or military background, record a carefully written, carefully produced, slickly edited video messaging directly to members of our clandestine services and our armed forces, telling them to disobey orders from their superiors, telling them that they should individually determine whether an order is legal or illegal and defy it? Individuals who are exercising life and death power. The CIA engages in covert missions all over the world involving life and death decisions. The armed forces launches life-taking missions time and time again. They carry weapons. They control drones. They control missiles. They work on nuclear submarines. For what purpose would you ever deliver this message? As you said, it's to create a color revolution. It is the CIA playbook for trying to foment insurrection from within the military and within the CIA. Look, we saw after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Jesse, members of the armed forces openly celebrating his murder. So think about that for a second. You have people in the armed forces, and it can be a tiny, tiny percentage, but who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then now they're getting a message from Kelly and from other members of Congress saying, defy your commanders. Rise up and defy your superiors. That kind of language will get people killed. It endangers our national security. It is dangerously radicalizing. And it has all of the evidence of willfulness and intent. And when they go on TV and they say, well, we can't name what order is illegal, that proves the point. It was never about the law. It was breaking down the chain of command. The Democrat Party is openly engaged every day in trying to tear down democracy, whether it be judges who are binding the president with unlawful orders, releasing violent criminals back onto the street, trying to cement and protect the illegal alien invasion of America, and now fomenting rebellion inside the ranks of our armed forces and CIA.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they're making their move. False flag time, baby. Blow up the black college, blow up the black, shoot up the black church. Shoot a bunch of illegal aliens, blame it on Trump, burn the country down, Trump tries to stop it, and then they'll activate all their sleeper cells, their Islamic cells, their MS-13, their TDA, and that's the Podesta plan. That's the Civil War movie you saw last year. And if you haven't seen it, go watch it, because it's the Podesta plan, the third act. And the good news is, as I've been saying since Trump got in, they're going to try this, even before he won. Wargame this till your ears bled. I explained to you because we'd come to this point and I had to hammer this and hammer this and hammer this so that when it started unfolding, people understood what was happening. And I want to thank the viewers and listeners. You are not an audience. You are activists. You are not armchair quarterbacks. You are in the game and critical. Like wind in sails or gasoline in an engine. You're the eyes. I mean, you're everything. That's when you call in and thank me. I'm like, thank you. But understand that I need you. You need me. This is war. You think I've sat here and risked my life and been through all this demonization and attack when I didn't know we could win this? But I have a responsibility to do this. I'm not an evil person that wants to turn our children over to these psychotics. Look how evil they are. We know who's evil. Yeah, police Trump, try to keep him on the right path. You see how much influence we have? He's night and day compared to these people. And yeah, the CIA came to him and said, don't bring this out. It'll hurt the banks and everything, blah, blah, blah. And he was wrong to do it. The point is, he ain't the one screwing kids. He didn't do anything. But we are purists, and I get that. But you also have to look at how we've been psyoped to only infight with each other and spend all of our time on that. And I still spotlight when Trump's wrong to get him back on track. And look how we do it. Is anybody paying attention that what you hear a month ago is being done by the White House now? What you hear a week ago is word for word today? Because I know my business. By the way, General Flynn, who knows his business, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to the president, joins us on this subject. And more. So much more. A bunch of other gigantic guests. Smoking gun evidence of the electronic voting machine fraud. Huge investigation just dropped. We did an exclusive look at that with Emerald Robbins and more. Stuart Rhodes in studio. Stay with us. I'm Alexander Imre Jones.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Oh.
was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Republic, 250 years old, stands at the crossroads of destiny. The same globalist BlackRock, Obama, John Brennan coup that's been absolutely exposed, trying to overthrow our republic, is now trying to launch a military uprising that will come after some catalyzing false flag event. Now, General Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, has been warning of this. I've been warning of this. And there's really few others that have studied or understood it for whatever reason, and who go read the Podesta plan and seeing them execute every piece of it. So the focus is on this statement telling the military, you know, don't follow orders, basically. You can argue that's free speech, but not who produced it, not who gave them the script, and it's Brennan, we know. And then they now admit they were given a script. And it's this continuum of crossfire hurricane and Arctic frost and all the fake impeachments meant to undermine a duly elected government. That is treason. That is seditious conspiracy. That is illegal. And Trump, as General Flynn has said many times, has a special oath that no one else gets. He's the only person elected by everybody. The whole nation votes on him. Protect, preserve, and defend. Preserve. He doesn't have a right. He has a duty to execute. And now as it becomes existential, that people know this is very serious, and we see Comey and Letitia and all those scams getting them off so far, that this is game time. So we have a plan. General Flynn has a plan. We were literally simpatico during the break, finish each other's sentences of what needs to be done, what must be done now. So General Flynn, you've got the floor for the next 20 minutes. I know you got to go after that. Thank you so much. And again, you finished my sentence. Okay, it's cutesy. Do the turkey pardoning. We need a national address, General Flynn.
Yeah, so let me just tick off a number of things here, because I was preparing to come on your show, and this is very, very serious, and it is exactly what you've been talking about for a long time. I've been on your show a number of times saying these things, frankly, for the last year, and what I think what all the American people are starting to realize is that this is getting very serious. The opposition, the left, in our country, now with this seditious six. So just a couple of things here, because I think people need to, we need to remind ourselves of the things that have already taken place that are part of this color revolution that we are in the middle of. And, you know, you mentioned Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, but it's Russiagate, it's Spygate, it's Impeachmentgate, it's all the indictments between when Trump was 45 and now that he's 47. It's all of the attacks against all the lawfare that was going on after the stolen elections of 2020. And I'm telling you, Alec, just on a sidebar note on the stolen elections of 2020, there is so much damning evidence that we now have, because people like Tulsi Gabbard has stepped in and weighed in, and there are some other people that have now come forward. It's going to be very ugly very soon, and I know that the President of the United States is aware of a lot of what I'm talking about right now. We've had leaks, just these incredible leaks, never mind this latest leaks from about the Witkoff and the peace plan between Russia and Ukraine. We've had all these wars, right, these loser wars, Ukraine and Russia, the one I just mentioned, the Middle East. I mean, the money laundering that has occurred from the Afghanistan war, what we are learning from Congress, members of Congress, about NGOs stealing millions, probably billions of dollars, and they're still getting paid for things coming out of Afghanistan. I mean, this is insane. The drugs, right, the fentanyl coming out of China, the illegal immigration to the tune of 20 million under the Biden administration, the human trafficking and the skyrocketing trafficking of children, the Epstein files, the Epstein affair. I keep saying the Epstein affair is not going to go away. The American, and Donald Trump knows this now. This is something that is an elite class of people that have done such damage to children. Never mind what they have done to the moral fabric of not only our country, but the rest of the world. The latest is the Seditious Six. They call it the Seditious Six. That's what you showed earlier when you had Stephen Miller talking to Jesse Walters there. So what do we need? We need a couple of things. Number one, we need the Oval Office to throttle, and I mean throttle down on this idea of information operations, and understand that we are in the middle of what is called unrestricted warfare. Unrestricted warfare is where it is boundless what you can do. And it comes out of, you've talked a lot about this, Alex, it comes out of the Chinese manual back in the late 90s, you know, which I've read that a bunch of times. I've written a manual myself on fifth generation warfare. It is unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now. And everybody needs to understand that. So
you're talking full spectrum war.
I mean everything. You're talking about the idea of illegal exploitation of different commodities, human beings, drugs. We're talking about false action and false flags when it comes to economic warfare, right? You say you're going to do something and you do just the opposite. It's the whole idea about using the information like TikTok. Trump will sit there, and I hope he's listening to this. Trump will sit there and go, G and I just had a great call, and we're going to do the following things. Well, when Trump hung up, he has a duty, which he does. He tells the American people, G and I just had a great call, and we're going to do all these great things, and we're going to have trade deals, and we're going to do TikTok and blah, 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 and we're going to 600,000 students for the next couple of years from China. Xi hangs up and tells his team, great, we got exactly what we want out of them. We're going to triple down, we're going to quadruple down, and we're going to continue to screw the United States of America. That's how they operate, Alex. They don't operate like Donald J. Trump operates, because he, as you said, he does have a duty to preserve the Constitution of the United States. He has a duty to inform, you know, our country and the people of our country, because we're a democracy, we're a republic, and he's trying to be as transparent as he can be. But trust me, we are not dealing with an even hand here. We're not. These people that are operating against us, never mind the drug cartels and all these other actions that are happening inside of our own country.
And so I want you to get to the Sedition 6 and Miller pointing out from the CIA sources that it is a CIA op with John Brennan behind it, but something you said.
I said this. Yeah, go ahead.
Something you said that was so key that I don't want to just glaze over, because I was going to come on the show and start with this today, and then I forgot. I'm glad we didn't talk. We're simpaticos. We're looking at the same information. People are saying, oh, well, the Democrats might win the midterms. They're not going to launch their full Podesta plan, uprising, riots, collapse because of that. No. Their money has been massively cut off. All these new scandals are coming out. Trump has actually gotten some good people in there. All these whistleblowers are coming in. So they're cornered. They have to make this move. And this, don't follow the orders of the commander-in-chief ahead of this big event they're going to stage, that the CIA elements that are good have now warned Trump. What you're saying is their back's against the wall. This is coming to a head. Am I correct?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, their backs are against the wall. They are not about to, like, roll over. Okay, folks? Okay, everybody out there in that's listening to InfoWars or anywhere else that gets this. These people will not roll over. They will come up with the next plan and the next plan. They are following their plan to the letter. And what we need to do is we need to recognize, number one, they have a plan, and it's being put into place. This seditious six, these people, you know, what caught my eye was not that there was military people, it was this CIA, former CIA officer that's now a member of
a protege of Brennan. A protege of Brennan.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna talk about John Brennan here in a second. But that caught my attention, because I was like, wait a second, this is different. It's not because they were telling military people you can't do the following things, you should disobey orders. I mean, the people in the military know this. They know this. What caught my eye and caught my attention was that there was somebody from the intelligence community. And I think Stephen Miller rightly picked up on that as well, because this is a seditious conspiracy. They had to have gotten together in order to create this message and then to put it out the way that they put it out. So I don't want to just focus on that, okay, because I think that is one tactic, one element in a wider color revolution.
And that's how the controlled DOJ is going to sabotage, is only focusing on that statement. Instead, we now have another congressman who didn't end up being part of it. He admits, oh, we were given a script. By who?
Yeah, by who? By who? So what do we do? Now, let's talk about what we do, right? Because the president of the United States, we're getting ready to go into the Thanksgiving period here in the United States of America, right? The president, I believe, if I was standing in the Oval Office there with President Trump, I would say, I think it's time now to basically address the nation. I think President Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation and tell us what we have been talking about. So the people of the world, because it'll be, if he addresses the nation in a very important way and in a very smart way, and believe me, it's not just to the American people. It'll be to the world.
I was about to say, the message to Putin and Xi and Nicolas Maduro, if Trump does that, they know, oh, my God, they're addressing the coup plan instead of fighting the different permutation psyops. You don't do that. You go to the heart. You don't kill a hydra attacking the heads. You go to the heart.
You go to the heart. And this is what I'm talking about. So it has to be very smartly done, whether he does it tonight or whether he does it, you know, in the next couple of days. President Trump, you need to address the nation on exactly what is happening. And you also need to address the nation on what you are doing about it. What things you have directed.
Yeah, not a one-off like, oh, it's another Russiagate, or oh, they're full of crap. He needs to sit there at the Resolute desk like it's a biggest
deal
ever.
Yeah. Lay it out. This is countering unrestricted warfare now. We are in the midst of a color revolution. President Trump, you need to let the American people know that you recognize what we're fighting, what we're up against, that you have directed key members of your team? Because one of the things that I wrote down here today is that I actually, because of this CIA issue that's bubbled up, he needs to direct John Ratcliffe. And I mean, I would every day be on his ass.
Ordering.
Direct John Ratcliffe to immediately get in there inside of the agency and figure out who's doing what. I haven't heard, we haven't heard bleep out of CIA Director Ratcliffe. I have not heard about any of the reforms going on in there, and I don't think there's anything going on. So I'm speaking for myself. But if I were President Trump, if I were advising him, I would sit there and I'd say, you need to direct your CIA director to get to the bottom of this, because these are people inside of the agency.
Because this is the ongoing thing from Brennan and Obama, exactly. So let me ask you this.
So now let's talk about John Brennan. Let's talk about John Brennan, because that's where I'm heading to, because that's like when you say we finish each other's sentences. So John Brennan, you know, who's the culprit? Like, who's behind it? Who's the operational commander running the color revolution, this coup d'etat that is continuing to ongo here against the United States of America? The guy who's at the head of it is John Brennan. And John Brennan, and I hope he's listening, because he knows exactly. Sometimes when I put stuff out, I get all kinds of hate mail, right, from different people. Yeah, with his shit-eating grin. President Trump actually could and should bring this guy in immediately. Put him under the lights and have him answer questions about what he's been doing. Now, let me tell you what I know that he's been doing, okay? John Brennan has been colluding with with people inside of our government. Okay? What I just said is very damaging and very damning. So inside of our government, he's been colluding with people outside of the government that recently served in our government to undermine not only President Donald J. Trump, but to undermine the United States of America. So, play that again a couple of times, folks. Go back, you know, finger back on that one and listen again to what Mike Flynn just said. Because what I just said is a very true statement. Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation. He needs to get his team in prior. And he needs to go out. He needs to go through with them. I want to know everything that you're doing to get after these issues. I mean, we see some of the things that Pete Hegseth is doing. We see some of the things that Tulsi Gabbard is doing. We see not enough of what's coming out of the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice.
Hey, just like they would brief us about a war we're going into. This is the most important war since 1776 or the Civil War. We need constant addresses to this to point out why these attacks, why this undermining continues. You're absolutely right. So, General, do this. Just spend a few minutes here, and I want you to have the floor in the few minutes we have left, because I know Miller watches. I know. I'm going to leave it at that. And he's a speechwriter, and he's got Trump's ear. Just spend a few minutes. What are the main topics Trump, if you were President Trump, I think he should have you Resolute Desk, then have an informational like he did with the South African farmers when they denied they were killing people. He had the president there to show him a 5-minute video. This is easy. He does a speech, then he has you address people, Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, and that's what America wants, is that leadership to know which team we're on. This is key in the battle space. What are the points he would make up front to the American people?
Yeah. First of all, we don't expect President Trump to understand and know everything. Okay, we don't. We just want him to do the right things. So first of all, he needs to lay out what is happening, what is going on. And I mean, in clear terms, kind of like what Stephen Miller just laid out briefly there with in that segment that you
showed.
That's
what I'm saying. It needs to be you. You're the top expert. Miller's listening to us.
What is happening? What's the full scale of what is happening that he now recognizes and his team now recognize? What's the full scale? The second set of things is, here are the elements of what we currently see happening, you know, by this adversary that is running to take over this country. He needs to lay that out to the American people, because we all kind of see it. It's all in bits and pieces all over the internet. That's the age of information that we are in today. You're not going to be able to hide anything. So he needs to lay out that he recognizes what we recognize, so we gain a measure of trust in him that he understands and he knows what he's talking about. That's number one. The second thing is, here are the things that I have directed my team, and he needs to have them right there. And I'm talking about his national security team, his economic team, his close-in advisors. Here's what I have directed my team to do immediately. Number three, he needs to say, these are the steps, top three, top five, whatever. These are the steps that I expect to have done in the next 30 days. And if we don't have that done in the next 30 days, I will then come back to you and let you know that we are not going to get to that, or we're not going to be able to accomplish it all in 30 days, because it's bigger even than I can see right now. Talking,
but he's
to you,
reading
the
us
American
in
people.
On where we are, what they're trying exactly, and it's his duty.
He has
to. And so I'm thinking maybe the cabinet meetings he's been doing, the Republic, maybe that would be a good forum, or just Resolute Desk.
No. This can't be a couple of cameras, you know, asking a question here and there, and a
huge production.
This is a huge production. This is an address to the people of the United States of America. And President Trump knows this. If he speaks to America, he's speaking to the freedom-loving world.
And America wants to get the orders, that we want to be mobilized.
Exactly. We want to know. And then, because that's the last part of what he has to address, Alex. What he's got to address is, what do I want you, the American people, to do? Okay? Because I get that question probably 50 times a day. What do I do? What do I do? What can I do? And I go into my, you know, local action, national impact spiel about, you know, get involved in your local
community. He has to activate the people.
Donald Trump he's the commander in chief. He's the president of the United States. He's the chief law enforcement officer of the United States of America. He's the only one that states the oath and uses the word preserve. When we talk about taking the oath, we talk about, you know, defend and protect. He talks about preserve, defend and protect the Constitution of the United States. So he's got this duty to do this. So he's got to say kind of the what's happening, you know, what I have directed. And now here's what I need you, the American people, to do. And we will get behind him. There's no one. And you said this earlier, and I'm like this, Alex. If I see something that Trump is not doing, you know, that I don't like, I'm going to say it. I'm going to be public about it. And I am. And I also let behind the scenes know that, hey, what the hell's going on here? But I'm telling you know, there's not going to be anybody that's a bigger champion than me, because I could have walked away from this bullshit years ago and said, I'm going to go, you know, fix my golf handicap. It sucks. It sucks because I have
not
given
up. Well, it's on record. They came to you, they came to Roger, they came to me, and they said, just turn on Trump, we'll stop the prosecutions, and we didn't do it. The bottom line is this, it's existential. We're not just talking about some side issue. If Trump mobilizes the people, explains this all, calls for them to understand the Democrat coup plan, then they are defanged right there. It must happen, Stephen Miller. Trump, you must do this. This is victory. People don't care about the side issues. They know we have a corrupt system. They want to be mobilized with the information. They want to be directed by you. You must activate the power of the people in the information war, and we will save the country and the world. We are at the precipice.
Yeah. Last thing, you know, he needs to quit going and he quit saying things like, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I've told the DOJ to do this or that. Stop that. Stop that. Tell us. Tell the American people what it is that you want us to do. Tell us that you understand what we understand, that we are in the middle of a revolution, of a takeover of this country, because that's what it is. And, you know, and as I said earlier, I think he needs to call in Tulsi Gabbard. He needs to call in Susie Wiles. He needs to call in John Ratcliffe and all the other members of his intelligence community, to include Pete Hegseth, who runs the largest part of the intelligence community, and say, I want everything in 1 hour about what John Brennan is doing. I want to know where he's at, and I want to know everything he has said in the last 30 to 60 to 90 days.
We got to have deadlines.
Then bring his ass in. Bring his ass in. The U.S. Marshal Service needs to go arrest that man. I'm telling you, I'm past the nonsense stage of my life. All these other great things that the president is trying to do, fine. But there's a lot of things that need to be done to get us over the hump of this.
If he doesn't stop their live coup when they've already tried five or six other ones.
We're one election away. One election. We're not one presidency. We're not one generation. We are one election. If we don't get this next election right, he's done. He's done. And frankly, if he's done, we're done. You're done. I'm done. Roger. All of those who have been sticking our necks out here fighting for this country. And I'm just telling you. And you know what? And they'll have to take, it'll be one hell of a day that when that happens, we'll see what happens. But Trump, you have to take action. You're going to have to take action. President Trump, you know, sorry, you're going to have to take action now. Address the nation, get it all out there. Tell us what we need to do.
He's ordered by his oath, and I believe he'll do it if he gets the right advice. I can tell you this interview is going to send chills down the spine of Brendan and others, because what you heard is the most important thing I've done in 31 years on air. General Flynn, how do people find your incredible work?
GeneralFlynn.com.
All right. God bless you, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving. See you.
Wow. That was hardcore, and it's all 100% true. We can all fuzz each other's sentences because we study this. And I guess I'm a weirdo, you know, that I study this stuff. But, I mean, it just, it was very exciting. I was growing up and reading comic books and Conan the Barbarian and, you know, science fiction. I was a big, great, you know, by the time I was like seven, I read like high school level. And I just got into reading books on World War II and encyclopedias, and I was just like, I was addicted. And we're here, folks. I mean, this is it. This is it. Listen, I just did an hour here. There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally, do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. Do you think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No, you hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. In fact, it's my nature. I don't even have to do this. I can't stop. It's like George Washington said, I cannot tell a lie after he chopped down the cherry tree. It's not like I haven't like, oh, yeah, that dress looks okay, baby, or okay, I didn't cheat on you. I've lied plenty of stuff like that. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking-ass. You're the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. You can buy a $30 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. I want to be the best. If I was a race car driver, I'd want to be the champion. If I was a boxer, I'd want to be the world heavyweight. I mean, you know, like, this ain't hard. I run a restaurant, I want to be the best. Our products are the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. Ah, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you said it, and then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish sea moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together. and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities. That you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies. I don't care what your politics are, you have to see that as fundamentally un-American and a threat to the rule of law that keeps all of us free.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
I know that Donald Trump will probably come after me again, and my attitude is going to be the same. I'm innocent, I am not afraid, and I believe in an independent federal judiciary.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress.
On May 3rd, 2017, in this committee, Chairman Grassley asked you point blank, quote, "Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation?" You responded under oath, quote, "Never." He then asked you, quote, "Have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton administration?" You responded again under oath, "No." Now, as you know, Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it. Now, what Mr. McCabe is saying and what you testified to this committee cannot both be true. One or the other is false. Who's telling the truth?
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak. And Mr. McCabe, if he says contrary, is not telling the truth. Is that correct?
Again, I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling. And the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was, in fact, legally appointed. And I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order. So maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Well, the Drudge Report, the Democrat Party mouthpiece, has the headline, "Bondi blows it. Comey and James cases dismissed by another one of these globalist judges," the same ones that have said everything Trump's been doing is illegal, like arresting illegal aliens, and of course higher courts then override it. But it's a lot harder when a criminal case gets dismissed by a judge.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question.
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator level briefing for journalists at the New York Times?
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
Lindsay showed the receipts that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino found, including in the burn bags inside of a skiff inside the FBI. They were trying to destroy this evidence, and Cash and Dan found it, turned it over to Lindsay, and Lindsay filed her response to Comey's motion to dismiss for malicious prosecution.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, right, which is opposition research.
Right. You can ruin somebody's life by just open investigation on them.
The globalists have most of the courts. They have the big corporations. They have a lot of the brainwashed young people. They have the universities. They don't have the mind of the average person anymore. But to them, they all feel insulated. They can just, as a mob, move against us in different ways. And that they're going to be victorious in the end. I can assure you that it's not going to go the way you think.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I talked about how they staged the Podesta plan to try to have a military uprising and stage false flags with criminal elements of the CIA run by Brennan. People are like, why does he talk about this almost every day? Well, here you are. I know about their stay-behind networks. I know about their funding. Mike Benz has now found even more documents proving it all. Obama's behind the scenes, literally, with Brennan directing all this. We now know the video was produced and the script put out by Brennan's people. And yeah, their statement alone is legal. Don't follow illegal orders. Well, that's in the law. But they imply he's doing it to sow dissension ahead of an event, a false flag. Now you have elements of the CIA that are working for Trump that are good all over the place. Former CIA section chiefs coming on next week. All these people, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Steve Miller, all of them explaining, no, we have the intel. They're planning this. Well, it's already come out, Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the lawfare and oh, we want to overturn the election. We want to falsely imply he's a Russian. That's criminal. So it's not the statement that's illegal. It's the why the statement was put out and the plan of why it was done. That's the proof of treason. And I've been saying that since last week, and now the White House is saying it because it's true. And General Flynn is saying Trump must address the nation, mobilize the people in awareness of what's happening, that they want to override their vote. And they want to be mobilized. They want to be reached out to. They know we're under attack. Trump just wants confidence in the stock market. And everything's okay because he wants to fix the economy, which is key because they stall that, the globalists win. But it's not going to stall the economy if he comes out and addresses the real problem. I predict it will supercharge things with incredible confidence. You have to address the coup plan that's already come out in Congress. You have to address Obama with billions of dollars put into the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act to put sleeper cells, stay-behind networks in the government to try to overthrow his administration. It's all come out. We reported it first. So I got a popular talk show host on with us, and we're going to go to Viva Fry here in just a moment. And he's also a lawyer, so smart guy, about Comey and Letitia James and, you know, that and what happened there and just where he sees things going and how Trump can course correct. But the fact that I know the White House is watching and listening every day, you see it in live time. I don't get into private discussions, but you see it. I say it 3 days ago now. It's word for word, you know, Fox Today. That's exciting because now they realize that the American people want real action and they understand they're going to lose the midterms and the Democrats' plan is to put us all in prison after that. So here's Stephen Miller last night. This is so important, folks. Here it is.
They should be held accountable under the law and under the Uniform Code of Military Justice for a seditious conspiracy against the United States of America. This is completely open and shut, straightforward. What is the motivation? Why would six members of Congress, selecting specifically for individuals with a CIA or military background, record a carefully written, carefully produced, slickly edited video messaging directly to members of our clandestine services and our armed forces, telling them to disobey orders from their superiors, telling them that they should individually determine whether an order is legal or illegal and defy it. Individuals who are exercising life and death power. The CIA engages in covert missions all over the world involving life and death decisions. The armed forces launches life-taking missions time and time again. They carry weapons. They control drones. They control missiles. They work on nuclear submarines. For what purpose would you ever deliver this message? As you said, it's to create a color revolution. It is the CIA playbook for trying to foment insurrection from within the military and within the CIA. Look, we saw after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, Jesse, members of the armed forces openly celebrating his murder. So think about that for a second. You have people in the armed forces, and it could be a tiny, tiny percentage, but who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and then now they're getting a message from Kelly and from other members of Congress saying, defy your commanders. Rise up and defy your superiors. That kind of language will get people killed. It endangers our national security. It is dangerously radicalizing. And it has all of the evidence of willfulness and intent. And when they go on TV and they say, well, we can't name what order is illegal, that proves the point. It was never about the law. It was breaking down the chain of command. The Democrat Party is openly engaged every day in trying to tear down democracy, whether it be judges who are binding the president with unlawful orders, releasing violent criminals back onto the street, trying to cement and protect the illegal alien invasion of America, and now fomenting rebellion inside the ranks of our armed forces and CIA.
Yeah.
Now, let's be clear. I'm going to go to our guest. I'm a recognized expert on the police state. When the Democrats are trying to train the military for gun confiscation, martial law, and I got leaked by the law enforcement military, I wrote books, I made films, I exposed it. People go, well, wait, well, now you want troops on the street, now you're for police state. No, that's lawful duty when these cities stand down and there's this murder and death and killing. Trump doesn't want that for business. He's not trying to have a military takeover. He won the popular vote in the electoral. The Democrats, with their rolling coups, with all their operations, with their election fraud, they are openly in the Podesta plan saying they're going to foment revolution. When Trump responds, they're going to call him a traitor, and they believe the military will rise up in the Podesta plan, in the movies they produce, like Civil War. And so we're here. So they put us in the land of martial law. And they believe they'll win that fight. They put us into the Civil War in Western state, blue state secession. So we're not in Kansas anymore. It's like Dorothy gets picked up by the tornado and gets dropped down in, you know, Munchkin Land. Okay, in the Lollipop Guild. So we got picked up by a tornado. We're here now. This is not like, okay, they did this. When they had control, they wanted to use the military to take over and do a classic communist operation. Now that they don't, they want to do this. And the fact is, high-level CIA that isn't controlled by them came out and said, here's the manuals, here's the reports. They put it out all on Fox, Newsmax, everywhere, which we've already shown you. The fact they're doing that, those guys would never do that because it's all classified, most of it. They would never release it unless somebody in the administration, and I'm trying to find, I think it's Trump, said, okay, now I understand it's a rolling coup, release it. This is so dangerous, the deep state. And a lot of people say, oh, well, Trump will lose the midterms, they don't need to do this. No. They've cut off their money. All these investigations are coming out about money laundering, as General Flynn said. They have to make their move. Now, as I said, you go find out, and I already knew from sources, and this lady literally works for Brennan, the CIA lady in Congress now. It's Brennan. It's always been him quarterbacking. We know. So what was the intent? Who wrote the script? As I've been saying since last week, now they're on TV, and we'll go to our guests. Breaking, conservatives are calling for all communications to be subpoenaed after Senator Ruben Gallego reveals a seditious script, quote, went out on the infamous video calling for troops to rebel against President Trump. Yeah, who's writing the script? We already know, the same folks that ran all the rest of it. So let's go to that clip. Here it is.
Did you consider, why were you not part of this video?
Yeah, actually, so I was part of the first video. The second video is, by the time the script got to me and it was in the middle of a lot was going on, I just didn't have time to actually record it. But I'm 100% in alignment with them altogether. This stuff happened. You know, it just happened not to end up being a recording. There's really no other, no 3D chess to this.
The logistics of human life.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. So what message would you send?
It's simple. The last piece before they stage a false flag is to do this. And what did Waters say, the CIA elements that work for Trump, said? They're getting ready to stage a big event to blame Trump, a false flag. So these are manuals. These are programs. For people who don't study it, I get it. Like if somebody doesn't like hockey, you don't know how that works. Or somebody doesn't know how to do plumbing, you know how that works. Or if somebody doesn't know how to play golf, it's kind of alien to you. This is what I do. Okay? And this is all 100% the signature of this and what they're planning. It's the same thing they've been planning. And so I want to go to Viva Fry right now, vivabarneslaw.locals.com, the Viva Fry on X. Everybody knows who he is. He's not hard to find. Be sure and follow him. Thanks for sitting there for 10 minutes while I did that intro. I wanted to get you on about Comey and the rest of them. We'll get to that. But wow, it is exciting, though, to see the real battle space of what's been running these coups and what's been doing the psyops out of the open. If Trump continues down this road and has a national address and spotlights this and mobilizes the American people to save the republic, just in general, and lets them know who the good guys and bad guys are, they want it cut and dry. He will totally turn around the problems he's been having with their operations, undermining him, and it will demoralize the globalists who actually hear him point them out and what they're doing, and world leaders will see that and believe that America's going to succeed. And you talk about our stock going up. I mean, this is not a great move. This is the move. Viva Fry, what do you think?
It's the only move, but it's a good thing you start with James Comey. This is all intertwined. I mean, when James Comey goes on Instagram and says 86-47, what does anybody think he means by that? He is mobilizing his, quiet players within the institution. When these guys come out and say, defy illegal orders, nobody needs to be told to follow the law. That's, 101. Nobody needs to be told to follow the law. You don't make PSAs to follow the law. What they are actually doing, and I'm not, one to, who's prone to hearing dog whistles, this is a call to action. When they say defy illegal orders, first of all, everybody knows the law. They don't need to be reminded of it. When they tell you to defy an illegal order, how are they qualifying an illegal order? They are relying on the judgment of the individual to think about it themselves, say, do I want to abide by this? Or is this, in my view, an illegal order that I am morally entitled to? I've got the political permission.
When the CIA goes in to overthrow a country, this is exactly what they do to their military first.
No, look, this is not a dog whistle. This is a clandestine, discreet call to action. Decide for yourself what is an unlawful order, then defy it. You're morally justified. When you get the Slotkin from the CIA coming in, I mean, when you have Chuck Schumer way back in the day, the intelligence community has six ways from Sunday of getting back at you, one of which is mobilizing their players internally by giving them the political permission slip to basically be seditious, I won't say treasonous, be seditious. And
notice Comey said, those of you that killed the case against me will be rewarded.
they'll be rewarded. And it was my wife that said 86-47. I just took the picture of it. I didn't know what it meant, even though I watched The Sopranos, and it's a phrase that features prominently on The Sopranos. You remember when Jamie Raskin came out, or I should call him what his name is, Jamie Ratskin, because he's a human, cloaked in the skin of a rat, comes out and basically preemptively says, look, after Trump wins the election, it's going to be civil war conditions when we refuse to acknowledge it because it's going to be unlawful, and we're going to have to declare it unlawful. I mean, if that hadn't gotten put on sufficient blast, maybe there might have been some action on those words. But what they are doing is setting the spiritual, political permission slip field for their actors, their rogue actors, to go rogue and think that they're morally justified to do it. It's overt sedition.
Well, it's like when the Godfather says, this guy's a problem, he needs to go away. And then his capo goes and kills him.
Yeah, it's like, won't someone rid me of this meddlesome priest? I didn't say anything. I didn't tell anybody what to do, but they knew damn well what to do. When they come out and
you're
say
about
this...
You're talking about A Man for All Seasons, a real story out of England, right?
That is the reference. I don't know the historical type. I know that it's, you know, the express... I thought it was Shakespeare, but...
No, it is. It's A Man for All. It's a true story. But maybe keep going, sorry.
No. So, I mean, that is what they're doing. And it's sort of like what AOC did. It's like, oh, well, I'm just advising illegals on their rights. No, you're not. You're basically telling people how to break the law under the cloak of following the law. When they come out with this coordinated message in tandem to basically tell people how to defy the commander in chief, that is sedition. It's not treason because the word gets thrown around. You know, treason is aiding and abetting an enemy. But this is undermining the authority of the government in an active way. And saying, oh, well, I said do it, you know, only unlawful orders. Thanks. Nobody needed you to
remind
them.
You're totally right. People see through it. Even mainstream media goes, okay, what's the unlawful order? It's not there. It's all an implication. It's all done with authority. You've got a responsibility now. All the other surrogates have been saying he's giving illegal orders. The courts have said it. It's all been overturned because Trump's been doing his duty. But what about the precedent of having all these Navy SEAL commanders that ran black ops and regime change, CIA section chiefs, Waters saying he met with the CIA, telling him, no, there's a CIA coup. They're about to do a big event against Trump to bring us into civil war. I know that. That's the logical last move. It's in the Podesta plan. That's got to scare the globalists that now whatever's happened to the government, the decision's been made. That's a very good sign that finally they're addressing this head on.
Well, they do have to, I mean, obviously they need to. It's an existential, and I'm not using this term hyperbolically, it's an existential threat that needs to be addressed head on. And, you know, when Trump comes out and says the punishment for sedition, well, what is the punishment for sedition? And then they say, well, that's a call to violence against us. I mean, this is how you know that what they were doing was seditious, even in their own minds, because they feel targeted by Trump just reciting the law. Heck, if we're all just reciting the law, all right, you don't need to abide by illegal orders. And all right, the punishment for sedition is what the punishment for sedition is. I'm just quoting the law. Trump sees it. The problem is, false flags are one thing, or trying to, I don't like putting this juju out in the universe, but or trying to finish up what they have not yet succeeded in doing. And the escalation that started, undermine Trump's first presidency, impeach him once, impeach him twice, try to bankrupt him, try to jail him, and then try to kill him, and all that fails, and you
and
get
we have
Trump
the emails where Brennan and all of them are talking to Obama saying, oh yeah, he won, we'll discredit him, admitting it's a lie. They should all be in jail for that. That's the problem. It's people have to pick a side here, folks, because I don't like where this is going. It's what we have to do, though. Or we're screwed. And I think probably we'll stand down. They'll destroy the country. It's all over and we'll put us all in prison and kill us. That's probably what we'll do. We've had learned helplessness. We've had freedom too long. You know, we'll have an uprising after that and defeat it. You know, 20 years from now, we're all dead probably. But in the real world, George Washington or Abraham Lincoln would be arresting these people. He'd order the military to do it because they put us into this field house. We know that's the problem. And Americans have had freedom so long, we're going to let these little CIA assholes do this to us. I mean, these people are criminals. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, Alex, first of all, you rant away because you're righteous in your rant. I mean, it's the old expression, rice paddy to rice paddy in three generations. It's the grandfather works, the father spends, and the grandchild begs. This is what happens when you wake up in freedom and think that it's always going to be there. The government is your friend. And the problem is, and people, you know, complain or I don't say attack me, but criticize me, think, you know, I'm being opportunistic in criticizing this FBI for dragging their feet a little bit. You know, Kash Patel coming in and instead of cleaning house, he entered as the new father of the house, the very corrupt house that literally falsified evidence and submitted it to a secret FISA court in 2016 to spy on Carter Page. He walked into that house and instead of having instead of firing everybody, however you can do it, instead of cleaning house and purging it of the TDS elements within it, who, you know, if it's 10%, you're dealing with 3,500 people. If it's two-thirds, which I think is probably closer to, you're dealing with 20,000 people in the intelligence community in that house.
Well, give me the number. I'd say half are outright globalist, communist, New World Order, America haters. And then 40% are just cowards or lazy. We got 10% that are good.
Yeah, so half of 33,000, if that's what the FBI force is at, needs to be purged. And instead, you get Kash Patel in there thinking he's going to make friends with the FBI that he has to now purge of this element. He hasn't been doing it. We haven't had answers on the most critical crises that have faced...
Yeah, I don't think Kash is a bad guy. He's just not willing to go to war.
Well, first of all, I don't think he's a bad guy, period. He's just not doing himself any favors or the administration any favors. And
they're going to hang him out to dry after he sits there and plays patty cake with all these people.
They will impeach him. They will impeach Trump. They will impeach Bondi. They will impeach everyone under the sun when they get back into the reins of power, unless they are purged of their. And I'm not talking about a political retribution, political justice. Purge the elements that have been seditious from 2016. People don't seem to appreciate this. Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer, falsified evidence so they could spy on Carter Page to one step to Donald Trump. They didn't wiretap his Trump towers, but they were spying on him. Then they undermined his presidency with a Russia collusion hoax that we now know was a bald-faced lie perpetrated by the intelligence community. They tried to impeach him once, twice. They staged the January 6th Fed insurrection, for which we still have no answers, despite the new administration in the House that is corrupt that set that up in the first place. And instead of purging it, we have Kash Patel ostensibly trying to make friends with them and sing their praises and, you know, give them a nicer office, when that is not how this battle is going
to
be.
Kindness for weakness, and I haven't gotten to this yet, but now those pro-lifers that got the conviction had to get pardoned, they literally knew it in the court, but now they've given it to computer experts. They literally did bad AI renditions of them beating people up to put them in prison. That is a reckless, insane government that will do stuff like that.
It is one that needs to be purged, and Cash is not going to get in their good graces by playing nice. He's not going to get in their good graces by somehow pretending that this politicized element of the FBI is not politicized. And House needs to be cleaned, and people need to be prosecuted for what they did. And when Comey finally came down, you know, with that two piddly count indictment, and everyone's like, okay, finally it's starting to move, and now you can all stop complaining about all the other stuff. You got your indictment. Well, I'll pat myself on the back, predicted at the time it was going to be nullified either by jury nullification or judicial activism, and now we've got the judicial activism. It was, I say too little, not too late, because we're not yet too late, but it's too little. And it's not enough people, not enough charges for what Comey did, and now he's going to do his victory lap. I'm surprised he didn't thank Taylor Swift.
Video, I'm sure you saw it. The gaslighting, America doesn't put up with weaponization of the DOJ and the judiciary. He literally went on TV and bragged, I illegally went after Flynn and Trump because I thought it was the right thing to do. He literally admits he politically targeted, and then he's like, no one puts up with political targeting. Well, we're not politically targeting. You're a damn tyrant. You're a Frankenstein roving the countryside. We got to deal with, bro. We're worried about you. We're not coming after you because of some vengeance hard-on. I wish you'd find God and go away. No, you people want to put me in prison and my family. Damn it, you attack me, and then I fight back, and you act like I've done something wrong, you sack of shit.
Alex, it's Darvo. It's sociopathy by definition. Deny, attack, reverse victim and offender. They tell you what they are doing by their accusations of others. The judge that just dismissed the charges told you what they were doing in the dismissal of that charge. Oh, well, Halligan wasn't properly appointed. Horse crap, first of all. But now they're telling you that they didn't properly appoint Jack Smith because that was the argument raised against Jack Smith, because as a special prosecutor, he was not properly appointed. They tell you what they're doing in their accusations and condemnations of others. James Comey is an overt, malicious criminal who weaponized his FBI against Donald Trump. And he comes out and says, we don't put up with weaponizing the government. They literally told everyone what they were doing when they did it. They're telling them now.
Yeah, they only charged Trump, 94 times?
But now the Fannie Willis case, you know, that one's dismissed.
LaTisha James ran on, I don't know what he's done, but I'm going to throw his ass in prison.
She ran on mutually conflicting theories as to how she was going to prosecute an individual when she got into power. Because at first she said, well, domestic banks aren't lending money to Trump, so he must be involved in foreign money laundering. Well, then when they found out domestic banks were lending to Trump, they had to manufacture the falsification of his assets for the purposes of getting better loans, when that is exactly what
Fannie paid him back early.
That is exactly what LaTisha James did.
Like you said, it's the projection thing. She's a master mortgage fraud, real estate fraudster, so she knows that area, so she went after him for that.
Absolutely. She knows how to lie because she did it, so she knows what to accuse others of doing because she did it herself. And her charges are dismissed. They'll reinstate her.
Because she's obviously has like an 80 IQ. She's close to retarded, but she's like, I know how to do fraud on mortgages and property, so exactly. It was the one little lane she knew, and she said Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, Patriot, A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I want listeners to listen to me very carefully, all right? I can come in here with red meat issues that are important, interesting, riveting all day and have higher ratings, okay? Even though we've got massive ones. I'm trying to get people to think sophisticatedly. And I was just thinking during the break how blessed I am to be here and how thankful I am to you for keeping me on the air. And I mean that. I said, like, I'm a sheepdog. Sheepdogs are trained, bred for thousands of years to want to defend sheep and attack wolves. They don't get scared when they see a wolf. They get very excited and just literally piss themselves and charge down the mountain, try to attack. So I'm right where I want to be. Okay, I mean, wild horses can't drag me away. But, man, I am so thankful to God. Because what? Who do you know at 7, 8, 9, 10 years old starts getting encyclopedias, you know, off the shelf to read about, you know, World War II and World War I, and my parents would buy me any books I wanted, and I was reading PhD stuff by the time I was 10. And though I got a Texas accent, don't put on an affected British accent or something, I really know my stuff on this, okay? And I just can't believe that in the year 2025, I've been on there 31 years, and word for word what I'm saying is being picked up by the White House, thanks to you boosting it, and we've got a real running chance of stopping these people. And launching a better future. But I only tell that story just of what I was having, like this weird, like surreal, maybe this is a simulation, but it's not. Biba Fry's real. You're real. God's real. And this is really happening. But I want you to know is all the studies show, all the TV, all the culture, all the fiction, people subconsciously have trouble differentiating fiction from reality. Like when you see movies with murders and killing and death in it, the studies show most people get desensitized to real death. So when you drive by and see somebody really get decapitated in a car wreck, it's like, oh, I saw that in the movie. Though my dad's dad was a B-17 pilot, three rounds over Italy and Germany on North Africa, and then a lot of Italy up for over Germany. And he was a tough guy, but he'd go to a movie with my dad and his brother, and if he saw any type of violence or anything, he'd say, we're leaving. And it wasn't because he couldn't handle it. It was making light of this is sick. The point is that people need to differentiate. Like, this broadcast is not a Netflix show, folks. This is just some, oh, this is crazy stuff. Oh, it's scary sounding. This is damn real. They just killed 30 million of us with poison shots. They really are coming for your kids to cut their dicks off. I mean, these people ain't playing games. And I'm a real person. I'm under attack. All my guests are basically under attack. Okay? This is not a game. This is not a simulation. You ain't LARPing tuned in here. And I know most of you get that, but I want people to drill it into your noggins. That Hakeem Jeffries and all the Democrats, will play a clip and then go back to our guest, have said, military, you don't follow these illegal orders that are coming up. He got the script. It wasn't part of the production. Didn't make it. Because what Trump's going to do is illegal. And we're going to put you all in prison if you follow his orders. So now they've gone past the part of, oh, just don't follow the order, to if you follow the order we say is illegal, you're going to prison. Well, what are you planning? Well, what are elements of the CIA that you can say are good? The point is they're telling the truth this time. Because I know, as I said before, they did. They're saying, no, they're getting ready to do a big event to discredit Trump. They're not calling a false flag. That's what it is. That's the next move, folks. It's in the Podesta plan. So here's Ruben Galeo, promises legal retribution over military's investigation into Mark Kelly. So here he is, threatening action legal. Trump just says, if you try to be seditious, you can be charged. He's saying, no, if you investigate us, you will be charged. So they're doing what they claim Trump has not done. And the point is, as Viva Fry said, there's the compendium and all the documents and hearings and admissions that they're doing these coups and overthrows. And I got John Brennan on C-SPAN in 2018 saying he'll be gone within 2 months. And they go, you mean impeachment? He goes, no, the other way. Then Phil Mudd goes on CNN and says the CIA is going to kill this guy. Now, they were unable to do it. They tried Butler and last year. The point is, they're the ones that brought us here, folks. And we're supposed to just sit back with kid gloves and not take this for what it is. They're the ones that did this. And that's the talk the president needs to have with everybody and not let them take another shot at him and us, everybody else. Here's the clip. We'll go back to Viva Fry. Go ahead.
Investigation into Senator Kelly. What is your level of trust in the U.S. military justice system if it were to get that far to handle this?
I trust them actually a lot, and for a couple reasons. Number one, these are professionals. They are also swearing to the Constitution of the United States. They know that there will be fallout and consequences if they are used in a hard way to basically railroad someone like Senator Kelly, because Donald Trump's going to be gone in a couple years. And if you're part of the military that is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of, you know, the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, without a doubt. So, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that are going to be part of this, potential tribunal, if they want to call that. They're going to be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have the protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a lie. So they tee up the coup. Trump says you get in trouble for that. And now they then threaten the other military that will follow the legal order. I mean, this is completely scripted. Biba Fry, what do you make of this?
I love the people who want to take away your guns talking about following the Constitution. I love the people who say no one is above the law talking about how you literally will be prosecuted if you investigate Mark Kelly for a potentially seditious statement that I think many would agree was in its essence seditious. So again, they're telling you what they're going to do. They are going to desecrate the Constitution. They're going to weaponize every aspect of the government to go after their political rivals. And what they're basically saying is, investigate the wrong people and we'll come after you. And Trump won't be there in 2 or 3 years. That statement in and of itself is problematic to me, because not that Trump would run again, but I do think that J.D. Vance would win and will win in 2028 if the Republicans get their act together. But what they're basically saying is, one way or another, by hook or by crook, we're going to come back into power and we're going to punish everybody who we believe was a turncoat, who actually applied the law to the people who, under this administration, deserved it. Remember, everything.
No, you're totally right. Before I interrupt you, I was going to say this. Did you get the other part where he says, so do the safe thing? Literally, don't make me break your legs. Do what we say. So do the safe thing. Be the safe. Stand down while we try to run another coup and gear up a false flag that's obviously they got intel on. It's been leaked. I don't just think that. I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to stop. They've discovered it. They got the NSA intercepts. I'll just stop there. They're very close. This is really bad. The point is that they're literally trying to affect the battle space and say, hey, you better join us or you better just step aside and don't be involved in this war and just sit on the sideline with your thumb up your ass. He literally, that's what you do before you start a war. Viva, go ahead, sorry.
It's not a thinly veiled threat. It's a threat, period. We will come after you if you do things that we don't like now, if and when we get the levers of power. And you've seen what we are prepared to do to get the levers of power. We're prepared to spy on you. We're prepared to falsify evidence. We're prepared to manufacture what is nothing other than a political insurrection. We have no problem trying to impeach you, not once but twice. And had we had the power of the Senate, you would have been convicted and outed from office forever. We're prepared to bankrupt you. We're prepared to weaponize the law. We're prepared to literally change the law so that we can facilitate claims against you, so that we can then try to bankrupt you. And at the end of the day, we're also prepared to kill you by, you know, leaving the Pac-Man perimeter of the Butler, Pennsylvania rally, because, you know, you got to have Secret Service for Kamala Harris and Jill Biden for whatever event they were having. And we've got to, you know, lose a person of interest in a crowd and then somehow let Trump still take the stage when that, we're prepared to kill you. And now that we somehow didn't succeed despite all of that, here's your advance warning. We play dirty. We'll be back in power. And if we think you were a traitor when we're back in power, we're going to come after you.
And by the way, Schumer, Jeffries, they're all saying the same thing. And their miscalculation is, well, we now know that Cash Patel's deputy, and when I say deputy, I don't mean Dan Mangino. They list his name. He comes to them and says, "Oh, you're investigating all these things. You're looking into our activities. We'll play hardball. We'll just investigate you guys for indictment." Did they think somebody that's a totally straight lace like Massey would roll over? Like, I guess they've been around criminals so long where they all intimidate each other. Don't they understand, like, you start messing with normal people, you find out why we're normal, because we're smart and aren't evil like you, but when we take the gloves off, we're way more dangerous than you. I mean, I would never, even though I was corrupt, I guess I'm smart, I got war gaming, I wouldn't go around, like, threatening people if you don't roll over. And so they just think, it's just totally insane.
There are overt problems. And again, this is not criticism for the sake of criticism. This is criticism because there are some existential weaknesses in the Trump administration that need to be resolved sooner than later. You talk about the COVID shot and however many people had killed it. It sure as hell had its problems. Are we ever going to get justice on that? No, because there are problems with certain picks that are proving to be impediments to pursuing justice for that shot against, you know, Pfizer, where Bondi was counsel in 2021. Pfizer, you know, one of the corporate entities that has paid the biggest criminal and civil penalties to settle criminal investigations. You know, we're not going to have meaningful justice there. We need to clean house, and they need to go out and, A, not become the monsters that they're trying to defeat by going after people who they no longer perceive to be allies, but coalescing with Thomas Massie, despite whatever disagreements they have, coalescing with Marjorie Taylor Greene and not fracturing the party into a divided...
By the way, polls show that's what the public wants. So it's not just the right thing, it's the smart thing. And of course, you quote Nietzsche, you know, you don't want to become the monsters you fight, or don't stare in the abyss too long, at least you become the abyss.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is where it's not criticism for the sake of criticism. It's not criticism for the sake of attention seeking. This is a criticism because the improvements need to be made to preserve this constitutional republic, period. And when you have these divisions and when you have people thinking that you're going to win over the devil by playing nice, by dancing with them, well, you know, there's one thing. Don't stare into the abyss for too long because it stares back. But when you dance with the devil dances back with you as well. And so there's been a lot of unnecessary infighting, a lot of unnecessary inaction, and there has not been the requisite meaningful action to go after the people who undermined democracy.
Yeah, Trump took another swipe today at MTG. Just give it a break. I know her well. She's not running for president. She's out. She had $20 million in the bank. People are saying, oh, she retired to get her pension. It's nothing. She spent all her money fighting and flying around. She's done. You know, she's great. And just everybody picking on her like, oh, I show how loyal I am by attacking her. Grow up.
Loyalty is not yes-manning someone into early defeat. Loyalty is actually telling someone when they're making a mistake and putting your hand on their shoulder and saying, don't walk towards that cliff.
That's real loyalty. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And now, you know, I'm not loyal to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not loyal to Trump. From a purely political perspective, it was a losing battle to fight over the Epstein files. It was a losing battle to go after Thomas Massie. It was a losing battle to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because congrats, even if you crush her and you defeat her, and all right, Marjorie, what did you learn? Now you've lost whatever coalition, whatever support you had from two of the most populist members of government. So it was a losing battle. The whole distraction over COVID, over Epstein, was a losing battle. The statement coming out and saying I got the booster shot, I mean, okay, that's not going to ring well for those who wanted some sort of justice on the COVID front. But the real bottom line in all of this is that you need to go after the people who tried to desecrate democracy at least three times now, and they lost the third time, but they succeeded back in 2020. And we don't see that right now. Okay, fine. So they went after
the guy. Let me phrase it the way you just did, but expand that. Trump is the only person who gives the oath, as I said last hour, Flynn, to protect, preserve, and defend. He doesn't, if Trump doesn't come after these people and crack the whip and put it in whoever he needs to do it, it's on him. He's now, and I'm serious. And I've said, if Trump doesn't go this direction, at some point I won't sit back while he commits political suicide. I'll say, I pray for him, I hope he's successful, but I'm done. And I'm not there yet. I said last weekend, I said, I'm 2 inches. If they actually persecute Ed Martin, that will be a game. I'm not doing that. You hire him to go be a attack dog. He has the evidence. You do this. And by the way, then Martin took the high road. Oh, it's not really accurate. Yeah, it was. They talked to the people that the grand jury, the journalists that broke it, who they tried to say were being feds when they weren't, which they weren't. They tried to nail Martin. They leaked it. Blanche backed off. Trump got mad. Martin knows the investigation's over now because Trump killed it. So people are like, oh, Jones, you jumped the gun. You attacked Todd Blanche. I talked to all the people behind the scenes. I can't tell you. Stop sitting there when I'm not mad at you, but stop sitting there when I've been proven thousands of times I tell you stuff before it happens. I don't make stuff up. I know behind the scenes I can't tell you. Okay. So yeah, they are gunning for Ed Martin and Pulte. It's bad. Okay. And then he takes the high road. And he didn't even tell me that because Blanche is on his ass. I got from other people. And they go, oh, Jones, well, which is it? You know, I'm sorry. I just, it just gives me a headache.
Well, also, you know, you mentioned Todd Blanche and you mentioned unforced errors and you mentioned, you know, criticism where criticism is warranted. When they came out with that unsigned memo that says everyone's behind the official Epstein, reversal 180 of the narrative and we're so behind it, nobody signs off on this memo that gets leaked to Axios. If you were conspiratorial, Alex, you might think that there are people in the administration trying to sabotage the Trump administration.
Oh, really?
Trying to discredit two of the most prominent members.
Are you saying a salmon swims in the ocean and a bear shits in the woods?
You might think it was so badly bungled, it couldn't have been by accident. And what other way could you have had to, not emasculate is not the right word, but to render inept two of the most promising members of the FBI than to basically throw them under the bus and say, everyone signed off on this memo, despite the
fact
that...
Well, that's what Kyle Serafin said when it all broke, and he's been proven right. Exactly. Those guys are just in over their heads. I would be in over my head. Here's another thing. General Flynn put out a tweet yesterday on X saying, there is no 5D chess, folks. We're coming to save ourselves. All this magical thinking, it's not true. So I will give Bongino and Patel a lot of passes and others because I know how complex things are. All I do is study this, and I can't figure out a lot of it. And I know compared to, exactly.
Well, and now to treat the FBI like just a standard crime-fighting organization, they're doing great work on that front as a standard, you know, criminal investigation. They're, you know, having some progress on the fentanyl crisis. We'll see when that pans out to actually less people dying from fentanyl overdose, human trafficking, etc. But the bottom line is the FBI has become a political, politicized institution, and it needs to be cleaned up, and that hasn't yet happened. The only question is, whose desk does that fall on? I ultimately think Kash Patel is the director, but they're working under the umbrella of the DOJ, and it's Pam Bondi, who has been inept on a number of big issues. And one of them, the biggest number one, is the January 6th. You realize, January 6th is not a hypothetical. It was a Fedsurrection that warranted Trump pardoning 1,300 people who were persecuted and had their lives destroyed by a weaponized federal institution, FBI, whatever. It warranted pardons. And what justice, what progress have we seen on prosecuting the people who were behind that persecution? Well, we haven't seen any meaningful progress on it. And we're what, a month and a half? Maybe not even that. 6 weeks. Yeah, a month and a half out of the statute of limitations lapsing on much of the prosecutions from January 6th. So we have not had the cleaning of the house. And it's fine and well, and they deserve credit where credit is due, solving crimes and getting drugs off the street, getting, you know, children out of trafficking, etc. But the FBI needed to be purged the way RFK Jr. purged HHS, the way Harmeet Dhillon purged her division. It needed to be purged, and it hasn't at all. And the same bad players that were in there that were responsible for a number of the biggest existential democratic crises of American history are still there, and the one guy that got his two charged indictment is now feeling vindicated, if only for the time being, and we'll see them, whether they're going to argue statute of limitations in the Comey dismissal, even though they have a certain time frame from what I understand. My understanding is that there is a window within which they can amend the complaint, and the statute of limitations has been told. They're going to argue that the statute of limitations has been lapsed, and they might get a judicial activist judge on the bench who's going to say, yeah, take it up at the Court of Appeal, and by the time that gets around to being adjudicated, who's in power?
It's the establishment protecting itself. Well, put up the MTG tweet. I love Mike Cernovich. I love her, too. I talked to her a lot, and I came on, last Tuesday. We never got the clip, but the first hour I said, I believe she's going to resign. She didn't tell me that, but I said, I think she resigns the next few weeks. She did resign 4 days later or 3 days later. And so people are telling her, hey, you can't quit. You got to stay there. Most men don't fight as hard as her, folks. So it's easy to sit back and look at somebody as like they're an icon or an avatar or like an emoji. This is a real person that spent most of her fortune. She made herself a construction, self-made on this. And she's just like, listen, when the revolution's ready, I'll be back. But right now, I'm tapping out. And then I see people attacking her, not just siding with Trump, which has been, dumb to even have them fighting each other, but siding with her saying, hey, lazy ass, come back. You've not been in the arena when she was the number one enemy after Trump because she supported him. They tried to break her. It didn't work. So it's just the optics, all of it, listen, I told all you folks when you wanted to choose Trump over Elon, I said, it's neither or. Doge is great. Elon is popular. we have the establishment trying to run him out, which has now come out from members of Congress. This was a bad move. It hurt the movement. It hurt Trump. Trump now understands it, but it's too little too late. Just like I told you 7-8 months ago, crucifying MTG, beating up women that have been champions is not good. It's not who we are. Those of you that want to keep doing it, go put your wife in a burqa for all I care. Sorry, go ahead.
No, everybody loves to lecture other people on how they should sacrifice their lives while they have the comforts of not sacrificing their life the way Marjorie Taylor Greene did. The wealth issue, I think people are mistaken in that. I think from my understanding is that her accrued wealth came from her father dying and her inheriting shares and not from Nancy Pelosi type investment. If I'm wrong on that, so be it, but I don't think I am. Everyone is very quick to tell everybody else how they have to sacrifice their time, their life, where they have to stay, who they have to pay their taxes to. I get it as well. Viva, so you should have stayed in Canada and fought for Canada. First of all, I ran for government as well in Canada. I lost, but you know that's what you get for running in a liberal riding. But the idea that you could somehow stay there and finance your oppressors, finance your brutalizers.
Let's just say it. For now, Canada's fallen. It's smart to hit the escape pod.
Well, I mean, I'll be a more effective, a more vocal person from where I'm, you know, I'm not going to be.
If the Democrats get back in, I got to leave the country. I'll be more American than ever, but I'm going to get outside the new Soviet Union to broadcast in like Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Well, sometimes the best tactic is a strategic retreat to where you can fight harder from. Stay up in Canada, finance your oppressors and have them stifle your voice and then lock you up for a mean tweet. But when it comes to Marjorie Taylor Greene, I like both Cernovich and Marjorie Taylor, and I can appreciate what Cernovich is saying. When Marjorie says, what am I supposed to do, sit here and get assassinated while I get called a traitor by the man that I spent 8 years defending? And by the way, this is not a cheap shot at Trump at all. I would love nothing more than to see Trump say, I'm sorry, sometimes I tweet quickly or post quickly. It was bombastic. I apologize, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's coalesce. I apologize, Tom Matthews.
Said he doubled down. Well, I even told her, I said, give it time, leave it out, you know, let this. But Laura Loomer goes, you're not being threatened. Oh, my God, it's on record. You know, I
didn't hear that. But anybody telling you that you haven't been threatened is laughable. I mean, so it's not even funny, so it's not laughable. But, you know, I would love to see Trump apologize to the people who I think deserve it. And that would stimulate or coalesce an amount of goodwill that you'd never seen before. The only problem is in today's day of politics, nobody wants to apologize because everybody's afraid that the apology is going to be weaponized.
By the way, we love Trump not apologizing to Democrats. He doesn't apologize. But we want that from him. I do it all the time when I'm wrong. People love it. That's what they do. Let's do 5 more minutes. I got a few more questions. We have huge election fraud news, exclusive breaking information. That, believe me, is going to be totally insane with Emerald Robinson. It's a huge step. About 5 more minutes, Viva?
Yeah, that's good with me.
All right. I got to do 1 minute an hour or we won't be here. You want to know who finances me? It ain't Qatar. It ain't the Israelis. It ain't the Chinese, the Easter Bunnies, and the New World Order. It's you. And I just have the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives. Those are sold out right now. We're trying to get more in. And we have the best supplements. And we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own. So they shut down InfoWars. They can't shut that down. That funds the Alex Jones Network that they own. That's the escape pod. That's the mothership. That's the new fleet. So go there now if you support this game-changing information and get the ultimate products. I mean, the best ultimate CMOS, ultimate turmeric, all the great products that are there. The very best methylene blue. It's all there, and you can buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. This is the first time we've done that. Even though the product costs more, it's still free. The sale ends Friday. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You need to just subscribe to it. Or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it, and then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're not in junior high or high school, folks. This is not a beauty pageant. It's not what clique we are at or what table we sit at lunch. This is about philosophy. It's about ideas. It's about the future of humanity. And Trump, compared to the globalist, is night and day. We're still going to criticize him, as I said. And the reason we say this every segment is because this is the big fight. Populist conservatives are so holier than thou. And the left boosts people and promotes them. It takes me out of context constantly. I'm on CNN. People see me close CNN, MSNBC, all the big things. Little clip out of context. I say, if Trump lets Todd Blanche prosecute Ed Martin and Pulte for doing their job, I'm done. But he's not going to do that. Notice they jump back and said, oh, no, we're not, even though they were trying it. And people get mad at Martin playing nice. Well, okay, great. The point is that we're not in a cult, we're engaged. So yeah, Trump's night and day. That's why we need to stay on his ass. And now you see my talking points that are accurate about the CIA coup going on, word for word from the White House now. That's what's happening. That's why you support us. That's why what you've done is so special. That's why I appreciate you. And to me, it really does make me like think, is this a simulation? Like the Total Recall, like I'm just plugged in and I'm the hero of saving America and the world. Because it's so weird, but no, it's bizarre. So Viva Fry, I love you, man. The truth is most people don't get engaged and change history, and anybody could do this. They just haven't gotten engaged. But in closing, everybody can feel something big's coming. Big stuff's already happening. What else can we do to try to save civilization? Because civilization's hard to keep together. It's not just something that operates on its own. The globalists want to collapse it. What do we do to secure civilization for our children and posterity?
Well, the arc of human civilization always trends towards tyranny. Freedom and democracy is the exception on the timeline of human history. What can people do? Maybe I'm self-interested in this. People can and must be constructively critical when they view mistakes happening. You know, I was saying before the break, that in today's day and age, people don't want to issue apologies because they get abused and used as a cudgel with which to beat somebody. But the bottom line is, when you make mistakes that have consequences that hurt you and your movement and what you care in, there's no shame in apologizing. And in fact, typically when you apologize, you're not doing it for the other. You're doing it for yourself and your own integrity. Trump can apologize. Trump can make amends. I thought maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene announcing her resignation for January is leaving a window open for amends to be made, but there is no benefit other than self-glamorization, self-gratification, being a yes man when you are yes manning the person that you should want to succeed into failure. And you know, the sycophants on Twitter when Trump was, in my view, making an unforced bungled error over the Epstein files, saying panicking, he knows what he's doing, 5D chess, these are our new marching orders, and you know, you're no longer wanted if you remain true and principled to what you've been doing for the last few years. It didn't do any good. We're at the same place where we would have been had people issued the constructive criticism at the time and had it been heard a little earlier. So you're doing no favors by being sycophants. You're doing no favors by being yes men. And Trump is not the last savior. I mean, but Trump for the time being is the savior for America. Had it been Kamala Harris, Alex, I mean, Lord knows what would have been happening to you right now. Had it been Joe Biden, and, you know, the yes man, by the way, you know, just to draw that comparison, who yes man Joe Biden into dementia losing that debate. Yeah, a lot of people sat around and said, yeah, Joe, you're good to go, keep it covered up. And how did that work out? It doesn't work out.
But exactly. Freedom is the opposite of yes man. Science is about questioning everything. Life is science. Life is questioning.
Loyalty is making sure you don't let your friends make stupid mistakes, period. So be critical, be supportive.
Well, that's right. A real friend will come over and intervene when something bad happening. Not just, oh, I'm your friend, you go ahead and kill yourself.
Well, I don't know how to say it. It's like, be supportive and be critical. And sometimes being supportive means being critical. Write that down.
Powerful. Viva Fry, thank you so much. VivaBarnesLaw.Littles.com. Viva Fry, amazing. Thank you so much. And have a great weekend, Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
We adopt you. You're now an American. We need you.
Thank you very much.
Well, plus the French helped launch the country, so you're supposed to be here.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Hundreds of important stories that I haven't gotten to today. And you know why? Because we have the big giant stories of another globalist, BlackRock, Democrat Party, CIA coup against Trump. And we got the White House and CIA insiders leaking that information. And we've got Flynn telling Trump national address to head this off in the past. This is so important. They can't have their civil war. They can't have their Podesta plan. This is exposed. So I'm telling you, listeners, on the eve of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful to all of you that we're still on air. I'm thankful that you've supported us to be here still at this moment. God kept us here at this point, but God works through you. So this Thanksgiving, I am thankful to the listeners and the viewers and the supporters from the bottom of my heart. Now, I was talking to folks, multiple people that were in meetings at the White House 2 weeks ago and last week. And of course, they're like, don't source me as the person. That's how that works. Because they don't want to be attacked. And both of them said, and it wasn't some pro Susie Wiles tour, that Susie Wiles has done a good job in the election fraud task force that Trump signed an executive order, whatever it was, 6 months ago on, and that they have now, the government went in and checked transmitter cell phone systems in these things, not, multiple companies, everything Patrick Burns talked about, everything the big CIA whistleblower section chief came out with recently. And they have the machines, and now they're getting ready soon to bring that out. Now, I reported that a few weeks ago, and now Trump's come out and said, oh, a bunch is about to come out. Well, Emerald Robinson, very popular syndicated TV host, She's been working with a lot of these folks, and she's done a big, deep dive report on her X account, on her TV program, the Savage Queen of Twitter, Emerald Robinson, at Emerald Robinson. So I wanted to get her on about this particular big slice of the pie here, because this is a big, big deal. But first, because she's got her ear to the ground, what do you make generally about the Democrats and the Seditious Six and this whole plan? And now, for the first time ever, because I know a talking point when I see it, and the talking point, by the way, is true, instead of just having the Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama set up and the CIA countering Trump, Trump's starting to get some control, and now they've got all these talk show hosts on Newsmax, Fox, everywhere, coming out and saying, no, it's the CIA. We know they're behind it, trying to prepare the overthrow of the government and military mutiny. And we've known that, but now finally to have the White House and the Deputy Chief of Staff come out and address it, that has got to send a chill to the bone of Brennan, who's always believed he can operate with impunity. So what's your take on that and your intel? Then we'll get into the real central meat and potatoes here of your investigation and all your sources on election fraud. Emerald Robinson, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. It's good to see you again. As far as that Seditious Six video, I do believe that's just a signal that it's go time for the coup that's been laying in the shadows anyway. I know you talk about this all the time, and I saw your segment with General Michael Flynn earlier today, and that was really great. I have heard, like General Flynn, that Brennan is really in operational control of the intelligence community currently, and that he's still a major problem. I think it's great that the Seditious Six did that video because it kind of forced everybody to admit what we've been talking about this entire time, right? That there is a coup ongoing. It's not that it ended in November of 2024. I just hope that the president really does something about it. I know that the Pentagon is investigating Mark Kelly, as they should, but he needs to be recalled and court-martialed to send a message. Because I think right now, based on what I've heard, and I know we talked about this a little bit on your show the last time, the Democrats have felt very emboldened. The uniparties felt emboldened because they don't feel like the Trump administration has been getting accountability, and they're moving forward with their plans. And that includes indictments against the president for treason once they believe they can take back power again, and against many of his officials or his associates on the outside. And these are for much more serious charges than we even saw in the 4 years of the Biden regime.
I can't say who told me, but let's just say they're in Jack Smith's emails and they had a plan to arrest tens of thousands of people, set up martial law. And that's why people think, oh, they'll wait and win the midterms. They're not going to move. No, there are frauds coming out. The mass theft, as Flynn says, coming out. Hundreds of billions stolen in Afghanistan. It's all coming out. That's why they've got to make their move, because they're weak, which makes them dangerous.
They're desperate. They're very desperate. And especially as we now start talking more about how the election fraud is perpetuated, and I'm glad you're having me on to talk about this today, because I was a little more restricted about what I could share the last time I was here. And when General Flynn was talking earlier today about unrestricted warfare and a color revolution, fraudulent elections are the linchpin of that, right? They're absolutely essential to the unrestricted warfare that we've been in for, you know, years, if not decades in this country, that many Americans are just now waking up to, Alex. So how that was thwarted in 2024, I hadn't been able to share it until this week.
Well, yeah, let me, this is a giant investigation, folks. So I don't just type something. This is so huge. I had people in the White House call me, others about the same, you know. And I missed your text this morning or last night. Hey, you never ask, come on, unless you have something huge. I'm always asking you on. So this is a big deal. So preface this and why it's such a big deal. Let's walk through it.
It's a huge deal, just on the election, but how they stopped it, because it reveals how they conduct the election fraud. I have talked to dozens of sources about this election fraud starting all the way back in November 2020, Alex. While I'm talking a lot about what I learned in the last year and the dozens of sources that I've talked to in the last year, including whistleblowers from the Venezuelan government and Smartmatic, This was put on my radar in November of 2020. Okay, how this comes out of Venezuela, how it was born out of Smartmatic, and how it's threaded itself through other voting machine companies under different names. But let's talk about 2024 and how it was saved. I have this in my thread on my X account at Emerald Robinson. I'm also going to be sharing this and adding to the story on my Substack, which is a little bit easier to read at emerald.tv a little bit later
today. All right, so let's just start over in premises. I'm going to put this up front. We're live now, but I'm going to take this and clip it out and go, hopefully it goes viral. It needs to, folks. I remember days after the election having people, real people in high-level intelligence, I'm not going to say names, people can probably make guesses, saying, no, here's how we did it. We figured it out. Serbia, we just did some things. Cut them off that day. People ask, well, then why were the Democrats able? Clear fraud in Virginia, California, you name it. How were they able to steal it again? Because they moved it. They moved the operation. But that's okay. Yeah. Now we're going to target that as well. So this is now being released. This is coming out. This is being confirmed. This is how Democrats magically got 6-7 million less votes than they got the time before. This is the magic of how Biden got 8 million or almost 9 million more votes than Obama. Who believes that? This is how magically all those Democrat voters disappeared. You've done the research. You've got the sources. It's now time for people to know how we overrode not the mail-in ballots, not the dead people voting, but the major electronic voting machine fraud. Right now, this is a mega global exclusive. Emerald Robinson, start at the beginning.
Yes, and remember that there are thousands of ways to cheat. We're talking about the specific voting machine fraud as it relates particularly to the battleground states. This started a few weeks, or the part of this story started a few weeks before the 2024 election in October. Okay. Senators Mark Dewayne Bolins and former Senator David Perdue, who is now the ambassador to China, had finally got a meeting for a man who had been investigating this for years, who knew exactly how America's elections were being rigged. They finally got him a meeting with Susie Wiles. The meeting happened at Mar-a-Lago. The man brought his presentation that went into great detail, along with testimonies from the whistleblowers they had assembled. He gave the presentation to Susie Wiles. There's a fun little colorful aspect of the story that they shared with me. Susie digests it. She takes it in. She asks for a piece of cake. She eats it slowly. And then she says, okay, I think this needs to be presented to the one man that she knew that she could trust on this, or felt that she could, to verify if it was true. And that was Elon Musk. Now, that man who had this information, he spent about 3 days briefing a lot of people at Mar-a-Lago, but he did brief Elon Musk. And it's really fun when you hear how this all went down. The man goes to the residence that Elon Musk is staying in at this time at Mar-a-Lago. He explained to me that Elon Musk was sitting on the floor. There's the children around. He is prepared to give this PowerPoint presentation to Elon Musk that goes into great detail about the players in Venezuela, in America, how the systems work, how the software runs, how they've done this, how it was developed by Hugo Chavez at the behest of Hugo Chavez, how it was successful in the 2004 referendum in Venezuela, and they plan to take this global, which they did. Elon Musk didn't want any of that. He says he doesn't have time for PowerPoint presentations. He asked for the data. So the man gives Elon Musk a USB key. He inserts it, implements the data, injects the data into an artificial intelligence platform, which presents Elon with essentially what we call a one pager, right? A short summary breakdown of everything that was in that PowerPoint presentation. Elon looks at it very quickly. He gets on the phone and he says, we have a problem. It's true. Now, you'll remember this moment because Elon Musk flew the next day to Pennsylvania. That was on October 17th, 2024. Remember, he did that lengthy town hall. I think it was about 90 minutes. He even had a memorable exchange with our friend Greg Stenstrom, who's been on InfoWars before, the author of The Parallel Election. But in that, we noticed, I remember watching that and think, there's something a little bit different here with how Elon Musk is talking about our election system. During that, he mentioned Dominion. He said during that presentation, and it's still online, I looked today, I'm going to include the link to that in my Substack at emerald.tv. Alex, he said, quote, there's always the question of the Dominion voting machines. It's weird that they're used in Philadelphia and Maricopa County, but not in a lot of other places. Doesn't that seem like a heck of a coincidence? In that moment, a mere couple weeks before the 2024 election, Elon Musk was telling the American people in a very public appearance that our election systems are rigged. But they were still faced with the conundrum, like, what do you do about it? How do we stop it? What proceeded in weeks following after that presentation in Philadelphia is that the Venezuelan whistleblowers that Patrick Byrne and Gary Burnson and the man that I mentioned went and briefed to Mar-a-Lago had assembled. They've been moving them around the globe. I mean, it really sounds like a Hollywood thriller or action film. They moved them from South America to Stade, Switzerland, and then ultimately to the Bahamas, and then brought them into the United States. But at that time, they were sitting in Stade, Switzerland in a safe house, because you got to imagine what kind of threat these people are under, having defected from the Venezuelan government and being willing to tell how they've rigged their elections, not only theirs, but we'll get to how many in just a moment across the globe. So they're sitting there. They began to brief one of Elon Musk's tech guys and other people at Mar-a-Lago via basically Zoom, like a video conferencing platform. They start telling them how it works. In fact, General Michael Flynn, who was on InfoWars earlier today, excellent information. If people didn't see that, I suggest you go back and watch it. Flew to Switzerland to meet these whistleblowers, who I have talked to some of them myself, and verify this information. General Flynn asked them, how long has this been going on? I am told that Flynn was even taken aback by the answer. They said, well, for at least 20 years and in 72 countries. When you ask why people don't want to touch it, there you go. It's going to have shockwaves that reverberate throughout the world when everyone understands what's been going on.
And by the way, they have former high-level, highly decorated, most respected CIA section chiefs coming out and exposing that they've seen all the documents. They know this as well. So the point is, Trump's making a major move now with this coming out. That's why the Democrats are so freaked out and calling for a coup.
Yeah, and Gary Burnson has been on this for many, many, many years. And in fact, he was also residing in Switzerland at the time of the election, U.S. election, because they knew if it didn't go, if they were able to steal another election, Patrick Byrne, Gary Burnson, this guy from Venezuela, they were all dead meat. In fact, the guy who briefed at Mar-a-Lago, he'd actually flew to Oslo, Norway, for the election, because if it went bad, like you said, they were going to arrest thousands of people. I've been told that I was on a list of 700 that was to be directly targeted in the second.
Oh, I've talked to the DOJ that's seen the list. It was over 10,000 people, sweetheart. You're on it.
Yeah, we're all on it. So
that's good. We want to be on that list.
That means we're on the right side of history. But history, we have to make sure. I heard what Flynn said today. There's one more election. That's it. This is make or break. We got a lifeline in 2024 when these whistleblowers worked with Trump's, you know, the tech guys, and ultimately Senator Mullen. Here's what they did. So this is probably my favorite part of the story, Alex, is that there had been a Japanese blogger who had apparently been watching the 2020 election and capturing the IP addresses during the 2020 election. He had put this on Twitter, like, some years before 2024, in research by the investigative team that I've called the Three Musketeers, Gary Burnson and this Venezuelan gentleman, they came across this data from the Japanese guy, and they asked him, they just DM'd him, okay, on Twitter, and asked him, you know, can we get this data? And he essentially said, yeah, if you buy me a coffee. So for $15 worth of Bitcoin, like nothing, This guy sends them the IP addresses. The whistleblowers verify it. They give that over, you know, as they're working with, we can say, Trump's team. But it was really Senator Mullen who, again, comes in and saves the day and makes sure that the right people gets this information. The day of the election, no one knew what was going to happen because that was the end of it. They'd done what they could do. The Three Musketeers, their team of what they've referred to them as different names, but bananas or visitors, that's the whistleblowers from Venezuela. They'd done what they could do. So they didn't know if it was going to work or not, right? But obviously we saw what happened on election night. I remember sitting there knowing what I knew, and I had researched since November of 2020. I said, they can still do this. There's no way. I didn't know how he was winning because I knew they still had this capability. What I didn't know, and I found out in days afterwards or a couple months afterwards, is that the threat had been neutralized. They had taken out that Serbian office. The IP addresses had pointed back there. But also recall, Sheriff Darleaf out of Berry County, Michigan, has released emails between Serbia, Dominion employees in Serbia, and Dominion employees in the United States, right? So that's also been verified there as part of discovery in an ongoing lawsuit. They managed to stop their computers from working, take out their servers, which by way is are Huawei servers. Okay. They're Chinese hardware that they were, putting our U.S. elections data on and flipping the results. But that was a one time Hail Mary save the country because they just shift again. And as we saw the down ballot races in California, there were, you know, several races that didn't get called for 30 days when a Republican was leading. And then, of course, the Democrats.
Exactly. They got mail-in voting. They got dead people, illegals voting. Then yes. They've got the gerrymandering, the way they've written it. Then they've got all the extra congressional seats, 18 of them off illegals. This is all the Democrats admit they've done this. So we have a constellation of this. But the only reason the extra 8 million votes didn't magically appear, as I was told from sources, is we can't tell you if this happened. Now it's coming out. I want to continue after the break. We got 3 minutes to break, but what about this? I was told 2 weeks ago, then a week ago, people that were at the White House in this meeting with the president and others in a briefing, and I'm not trying to pump up Wiles, this is what I was told by sources that have been right all the time, that she's done a great job on this and that they now have proof of China manufacturing the chips for the computers in Taiwan that are sent to Venezuela and indeed with the remote access control, which they broken open machines and found, but they throw you in jail if you do it, claiming you violated their source code. So the point is, this is coming out. The Democrats know it. They're scared.
They do. And speaking of the manufacturing part of this, where the hardware and the chips being manufactured, actually, that's in the public record already. People just don't know where to look for it. There's that ongoing Smartmatic bribery corruption case that's down in the Southern District of Florida, and one of the recent filings with the superseding indictment that was filed just a few weeks ago against Smartmatic itself, the company.
Yeah, but folks don't know. Smartmatic's supposedly perfect. The DOJ has now indicted one of their executives for money laundering and bribery out of the Philippines with this.
More than one. Four of them.
Yeah.
Four of them, and they've indicted the company. And in that latest superseding indictment filing, they mention a vendor A in Taiwan, okay? And it says that manufacturer and all the voting machine companies use this manufacturer, they say. It's actually the CCP. It's in Taiwan, okay? But what they do is really ship it there to kind of skirt, you know, the revelation that is coming from China.
So and what happens next? This is all coming out.
The indictment filed. Hmm. So you can go find that.
We've covered it. So this is definitely coming to a head. What's the big picture synopsis?
The big picture synopsis is that we now know explicitly that our elections are rigged. We know how they're rigged. We know they've been rigged in multiple countries. The data.
And we know they target battlegrounds. That's the key.
They target the battleground states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, right? And while this might just be like 30% of the market share, it's enough to flip a presidential election. But then you have all the other ways they can steal. The main point of this is we know. I'm not saying our intelligence agencies are absolved from any blame. They're involved in this too. And they've tried their best to make sure this information doesn't come out. And they're still trying, Alex, okay? They're culpable, they're involved, and they're also involved in the cover-up. But we know now something has to be done about it. I hope that the administration presents this information to the American people, because I don't think everyone understands why there are warships surrounding Venezuela. This is really why, because they've been overthrowing
their
government.
Absolutely. Admiral Robinson, stay there. We'll be right back.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start doing better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Anybody that pays attention to this broadcast knows we got about a 98% accuracy rate. And you can see our talking points that are reality-based everywhere. So I'm just going to say this to all of you. if you want to live in a free country and you want to have a future, pray for this broadcast. Humbly, I ask you, support it with word of mouth and financially support us. And again, I'd be an idiot if I sold you stuff that didn't have a great effect. We have the biggest selection of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. You wear a 1776 shirt, you wear an InfoWars shirt, you wear a Trump shirt, it's an adventure. You'll mainly get love, might get your dinner bought for you, might get, you know, stabbed in the back in the wrong Democrat area. The point is, it's 1776 worldwide, new designs every day, 25% off store-wide right now, Black Friday comes early. But on the supplements, we have the biggest sale ever. It's not just buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss or Ultramethylene Blue or Shilajit or Bovine Colostrum. We have the best private labeled, top-rated one. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. It's buy any supplement, get any other supplement you want free. These are amazing products. These are game-changing. And I need your support. And so this is not a simulation. This is not a drill. This is not a Netflix entertainment show. This is the real world. They have fought like the devil to keep this from coming out, and it's all coming out regardless of what they do. So for all of you on the fence, that's who I'm going at. Go to theallexcellentsword.com. Oh, there's going to be an explosion when they shut us down in the next month. Put the receiver and all of it because we've exhausted our legal stuff. We've survived so much. People think, oh, you okay, all right, Alex, you're there. It's fine. It's where we're at, the Alex Jones Network. They don't know the AlexJonesNetwork.com. That's what funds and runs the Alex Jones Network. But just remember that. The point is we need your support now. Do your Christmas shopping early. We need funds in the legal fight. We're filing conspiracy against rights, civil rights lawsuits. We already have some filed, but the big ones are coming. They're in a lot of trouble. And so you're literally not just keeping us on air, you're funding our operation against the deep state. There is nowhere, this is by the grace of God, it's not me. There's no broadcast in the world causing more destruction to tyranny than this operation. And it's our guests, it's our callers, it's our crew. I'm a very small part of it. You are everything. I need you to take action, to decide to do it. I want to thank those that have. I want to ask those that haven't. What are you thinking? Because, look, we're all in this together. Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin both said, hang together, hang separate. You are aiding yourself when you support the broadcast, even if you were just giving a donation. This is a donation. You get a great product because we want you to get it and love it and form the relationship so I can build a bigger network and get more hosts on, not just survive, but expand, which is our plan. I got the will to do it, but I need you to decide to join me. It's like a marriage, basically. Or a business deal, or an alliance. I'm waiting. I'm here. But the level of power I have to fight the enemy, despite all of my will and despite all of my commitment, is you. You're the amplifier. You're the wind in the sails. You're the entire system. If you don't take action, the dog don't hunt. I'm asking you now to take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The sale ends Friday. Please take action now. All right, Emil Robinson continuing. Getting into this huge in-depth report you've done, all this coming out, the White House getting set to release more information. Continue with the information that's come out and how you think the bad guys are going to respond to this. Emerald Robinson.
Oh, it'll only make them more desperate. And like I said, they're not just sitting by and waiting and watching. They're already preparing their indictments. They're preparing how they're going to target Americans. So this is an existential crisis moment for us. Either the next elections are fair and they're not and we lose our country. What really was a major takeaway for me in doing the research that I've done for years, and particularly with the last year of hundreds of hours that I've spent sitting and talking with people who were part of this, the whistleblowers, the facts that I've confirmed with members at ODNI, the current Office of the Director of National Intelligence, is that we knew a lot of this back in 2020, Alex. January 6th could have been prevented. The 4 years of the weaponization under the Biden regime, the people who lost so much, the J6ers, people who put all their money, like Patrick Byrne, he spent like $80 million. Mike Lindell spent his fortune. He's been targeted for trying to reveal the truth and save the country. We knew so much of this, even late 2020, because I knew a lot of this. I sat in a deposition for Dominion and I didn't know this. They asked me how my tweets, my reporting on Smart Backing Dominion predated 99% of all traffic. And it's because I had seen this. I have been briefed by people in the intelligence community. I'll name one source, the late Rich Higgins, who was a great American. He wrote the memo. He tried to warn Trump about subversive actors in his first term. We'd be in a much better place if Rich Higgins were still with us now. He's unfortunately passed on. I have been shocked by verifying the facts with these whistleblowers that I now have access to, right? The engineers, the employees at CNE, who was a key employee at the Venezuela government for elections. Now I've gotten to verify and see the receipts and see the really hard technical data. We knew enough about this in 2020 to do something about it, but people told Trump he was crazy, right? Then Director of National Intelligence, Acting Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe did nothing. In fact, he didn't even do what he was supposed to do in releasing the report about interference, foreign interference in our elections, because the intelligence community kept him from releasing it all, he says, especially as it related to China. But he had a duty to do it, and he didn't. We could have avoided all of this. Trump had instincts and he knew this was right. And he was told, this is something that I want to know more. I'm going to drop a little more of this probably today, this aspect of the story. And it does go back to 2020, but it's very important. Trump did commission a report, and that's been brought up a lot by the legacy media, you know, the propagandist media of late. I saw it in a few articles trying to slam, say, Kurt Olson, who's been hired by the president as an attorney to deal with elections at the White House. There was an investigation or that Trump commissioned, but he got a recommendation for a group to investigate. I'm probably going to drop their name later today. I don't know who recommended this group to the president, Alex, but we need to know who, because this was literally the worst people you could call to investigate. They are the people who've known about it and been in on it for years here in America, because there are a lot of those people too. And they need to reveal those names, and the Trump administration needs to prosecute them. The group that was recommended to Trump were so bad. It was literally the worst people, that it had to be on purpose. And of course, what did they say? Well, there's nothing there. This was a legitimate election. We're sorry, Mr. President. There's no there there. They were covering up for the fraud, the people that Trump hired to investigate. That's used in all of these, the Washington Post, Politico now, when they try to slam, and they'll probably bring this report back up, right, as they try to slam my reporting. So I'm going to release information on that group. People have told Trump about this in 2020 and early 2021, and he tasked, you know, particularly Jared Kushner to get a team and to do something about it, and nobody did anything about it. Now Tulsi Gabbard has been tasked to do something about it. She's been working diligently. I do give my hat tip to Susie Wiles. She made sure Elon got the information, and you know that the people were briefed in Mar-a-Lago, or 2024 wouldn't have been saved.
You just seconded my intel that I'm not trying to like be her cheerleader, but that she's really been working hard on this.
She has, and she was essential in 2024. She could have shut that down right there and said, no, 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 this is what people have said for years. This is crazy talk. Those people have tried to, you know, try to push this nonsense. But no, she said, this lines up. I'm going to have Elon look at it. And then multiple people were breached, right? Susie was the gatekeeper of Mar-a-Lago. She could have shut it down at any point. She did not. She made sure people got the briefings and that this intelligence was vetted. And then ultimately something was done about it. But now there's something that's got to be done about it. We got a lifeline. Tulsi Gabbard's ODNI. I've talked to several members of her team about what they know. She was stopped from giving the full report to President Trump. That's also in this thread that I've done.
Who did that?
I was told it was staffers from the White House who told her not to include the intel about the 2020 election.
Because they think it hurts him to say that was stolen. No, it doesn't. We know it was.
In 2026, they said he needs to be focused on the 2026 midterms.
No, stop filtering information to the president. Those people, that's treasonous. He gave an order. He wants the damn intel. Give it to him.
And he was very upset about it. Very.
Oh, so he found out they covered it up.
He found out they covered it back up. He told her not to bring him this. He wants a full report. There are people within the CIA and the intelligence community still trying to solve this. But I can also tell you that there is a task force that's been repurposed down in Florida. There's been a U.S. attorney who's been looking into this for years. Now the mainstream media is on this. There was a recent story in The Guardian, and they're trying to paint this as misinformation again and that this is just a politicized investigation. It's not. This attorney, U.S. attorney, has quietly been working on this because it was put on his radar because of the region that he's in. So there is an ongoing investigation. Now, those whistleblowers that I've been talking about that were essential to this story, right, essential to helping U.S. officials and U.S. Intelligence and Elon Musk team understand what was going on, they're still sort of hanging out in the wind. They were able to make it into the United States. They came on a catamaran from the Bahamas, from Star Switzerland to the Bahamas to the U.S. Tom Homan made sure they were able to legally enter the country safely as well. But they're still not under federal protection.
Oh, so that's what Byrne talked about, smuggling them in.
Yeah, they weren't smuggled in illegally, okay?
Because smuggled to here before that. Yeah. So understanding this, we need serious action, obviously. But you look how scared the Democrats are. They know it's closing in. You got caught up on the break. I remember this point about why we're going into Venezuela. And I'm not normally for regime change, but they're not just about the drugs. It's not just about the piggy bank for the Democrats. It's been the powerhouse confirmed of the fraud. And so I think that's clearly why Trump's putting pressure on them. So start back when we hit the break 15 minutes ago. You were talking about that and we hit the break. I forgot to come back to that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, and I understand it because I'm totally against regime change. It's never, hasn't really worked out well for us in the past. And people think this is just related to the drug smuggling, right? And everybody understands, well, Venezuela is not even necessarily the big problem there. It's a problem, right? It's a narco-terrorist state. There's no denying that. But they can bring them up through land routes. They bring them through Guatemala, right? So I was so hoping that the administration would explain the full operation, the rationale behind it. Because when you see the big picture, it's really a four-pronged situation with Venezuela. There is the drug trafficking and money laundering, right? Sure. There's Tren de Aragua, which was really a paramilitary operation, as we've talked about one of the times I made an appearance on your show not too long ago. We went in depth on that, and I know you've talked about that in depth. But there's the election fraud aspect of this. And when you see the scale of which has been used, I did ask one of the whistleblowers in the last couple of days, have they used this in our elections before? And the answer is yes. So our democracy has, our constitutional republic has been subverted much longer than we even knew, okay? And that of other countries have been subverted. 72, right, is what they told General Flynn and what they told me. So there's the election interference aspect of this. So that's why you get the open borders, right? That's why you get the communist takeover of countries like America. Then there's also the counterintelligence part of this. What American people don't know either, and that, you know, has not been explained. And I think that Tulsi Gabbard and good members of the intelligence community are just now kind of wrapping their heads around is that Cuba and Venezuela have flipped a lot of assets, key assets. That's people, right? Working in the United States government, key officials in like the State Department, in the intelligence community. They flipped them to be their assets. And I think we look at Cuba and Venezuela and we look at them as failed regimes, but you don't understand the kind of money they have and the power they have.
Let's explain. Communists don't fail. Communism isn't a failed thing. It's a successful tyranny. They suck the people dry, then they keep all the money and exploit it to take over the next country. It's a takeover weaponized system like Islam.
Right. So we have a counterintelligence problem as well that stems from Cuba and Venezuela. When you add that all together, then you see the full picture and you understand. And also there was a stand down order under John Brennan. I don't know if General Flynn talked about this on your show, from John Brennan to stop gathering Cuban intelligence. So we have purposefully, at the direction of our intelligence community, stopped gathering intel on our own hemisphere. We've been distracted by the squirrel overseas, right, in the Middle East. And we were not paying attention to what was happening in our own Western hemisphere that was allowing for the communist takeover of our country, the chaos that you're seeing. And we're just now understanding that.
Incredible.
And that's why the warships surrounding Venezuela.
Now, I want to play a clip here of a former CIA section chief, Afghanistan, highly decorated, laying out exactly what you're talking about. And I've actually seen these reports from other people before, but this guy's very credible. We have the documents. Here's Bernstein breaking it down.
His name knew so much about election theft, and this was over a decade ago. And he went to a congressman, because he lived in New York. He went to a congressman there, knocked on the door, and said, this is what I know about, and told this whole story. And the congressman looked, that's Cuban information. That's, how dare you steal that from Cuba? And started yelling at the individual. By the time he got home, leading members of the cartel had called his house and say, we know you walked into a congressman today, and your mother and father live down the streets, and we're going to murder them the moment we ever get another report on you. So that guy went silent for a decade. And he did wind up contacting us later. But that's how bad this is. And he walked into his congressman. There are members of in every part of our government that have been affected by this. This is the great plague on America, that they figured out Americans could be bought because they were not loyal. Something happened after the end of the Cold War here.
So it's really like the last 25 years is where this kind of came into being.
It's a cultural thing that has occurred in our country. I hate to say it. I hate to say it.
But Gary Bernstein, former section chief of Afghanistan, CIA. And the point is, I have literal giant stacks just today of the Somali community alone stealing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions just being indicted this week. And that's like the culture. So we sit here, taught the West is bad, whites are bad, all this crap, and literally, compared to the rest of the world, we're like angels. It's just true. And so there's this total invasion with this communist Muslim John Brennan running it all because we were weak, we were open, and now the jig's up, and now they're panicking, and now their piggy bank is surrounded. Emerald Robinson, where do you see all this going?
Well, it's according to who wins, right? History is written by the winners. If we win and our elections become secure and we have a true constitutional republic, people like Patrick Byrne, who has literally bankrolled this. He has bankrolled these Venezuelan whistleblowers, keeping them alive and their families, and fed so that they could help the United States out of his own pocket. He has not been reimbursed. I want to make sure that's clear. He's done this out of his own pocket. People like him. And Gary Bernstein.
I mean, what about, we'll go back to Gary in a minute, but I mean, what about Mike Lindell? Lost everything he had in this fight.
Yes. Mike Lindell has, and he's still targeted. Do you know that Mike Lindell is targeted on a daily basis, whether it's, you know, from financial institutions or lawsuits, and the man just keeps fighting on.
Oh, the judge in Minnesota found him guilty with no evidence. Even though the very company suing him just got indicted for what he said they do. I mean, it's just crazy. Believe me, I know how it is. I've been through it myself. So whoever's under attack, people need to support, folks. It's very simple.
And if people like you, if Trump carries through this through and cleans it up and holds those people who have done this to our country responsible, and we preserve our constitutional republic, these people, you, Patrick Byrne, Mike Lindell, Gary Bernstein, and this, you know, Venezuelan national who took it upon himself to help out, and these Venezuelan whistleblowers will go down in history as great American patriots who saved our Constitution.
No, I totally agree, but as negative as all this is, we have moved light years from where we were 10 years ago or 5 years ago or a year ago. I mean, this is all coming out. The deep state, they've got to be really concerned.
They're obviously concerned, but that's when they get very dangerous. And so we can't back down. Okay, so maybe we have them on their heels a bit, but they are going to push faster and harder. In fact, because of Donald Trump and him being such a flashlight when he came into the picture and winning the 2016 election, you and I both know it sped it up. They went faster and harder with their communist takeover. So now that they're feeling like time, they're under the gun and time could be running out again, they're just going to push faster and harder. And we just got to keep, we've got to keep talking about it. We've got to demand action from the president and his administration, Alex, because they're not going to back down. And that's with the Seditious Six video, right? They're telling you that explicitly. They're activating their subversive people within our military. So Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, I'm still getting used to that, has to be on his guard. He's got to be watching his ranks.
You're totally right. They're getting ready to make their move. But isn't it heartening to you that now they have the deputy chief of staff coming out saying it's a rogue CIA element, which we know it is, all of this. You have all these former, you know, high-level people coming out. I mean, the good news is...
It's heartening that I can finally tell this story and that people are listening. I have been talking about this, as have you, since November of 2020, telling you this election is rigged. This election is rigged. And I know people got tired of hearing it. I was called the crazy lady, but I'm so glad to see so many people talking about it. That is encouraging. And I was talking to what used to be a hardcore leftist a week ago, and she told me, she said, look, I'm willing to believe this when I see the evidence. Well, the evidence is coming out, okay? And people are seeing it. So yes, we are in a far better place, because before we were blind and we didn't know we were even in an unrestricted war. We didn't know we were in battle the way we know we are now. And I do think there's some really great people in the administration.
Emerald, I got to stop you. We've got breaking news. The London Telegraph is reporting two National Guard officers shot in Washington, D.C. There's no video, just a photo of them shot. Two National Guard officers have reportedly been shot in D.C. Metropolitan Police Department confirmed a shooting had taken place, but were unable to say who had been shot or what the condition was. The shooting is said to have taken place just streets away from the White House. Newsmax White House correspondent claimed a Secret Service agent said the two National Guard members had been shot. Pictures from the scene showed a large police presence, including officers and armed with assault rifles. The area was cordoned off. I mean, this is the left openly calling for violence, openly saying not just they're following legal orders, but that it's illegal. And you've got the image of the National Guard's person shot here. This is the left. I mean, I actually had like 10 clips that I haven't played today of Democrats at major universities, faculty, and others saying, get the gun, it's time to kill, the uprising's now. And then they think somehow when there's a civil war and a black guy gets shot, they're going to somehow go, look, they shot a black guy, and use that to make it a race war. I think America is going to be wise to this, including black folks. And I bring up black folks because the Democrats keep saying in their war games they're going to use them as the trigger. Well, black folks, you're going to play that part? I don't think you are. That's why we get so. Emerald Robinson, what do you make of this? Let's pull up the HD of this photo. Look at this poor. Looks like they got shot while they were in a building. There's shattered glass. We're going to find out what happened here. But wow. Emerald?
Yeah, I actually was messaging our White House correspondent at Lindell TV to see if she had heard anything, because I'm just learning about this now as you share this with me on your show.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to break. Let's make sure that Stuart Rhodes, former political prisoner, founder of the Oath Keepers, is host of the Fourth Hour, knows about this. I'm sure he does. But let's come back and do 5 minutes on this straight ahead. Folks, I can't do it without you. I'm going to ask you to give me your support. Biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesShow.com. Buy one supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement and a $40 supplement free. That's a hell of a deal. 25% off on all the supplements. I mean, all the Patriot apparel. I need your support. I need funds. We've proven ourselves. It's a no-brainer. You support us, you support your own future. These products are incredible. It's a win-win. The only way you fail is not taking action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, back in 2 minutes with the latest. Two National Guard shot in D.C. right by the White House.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Louder.
to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
And we accept the challenge. Two National Guard officers shot right by the White House. Emerald Robinson, a great star reporter, White House correspondent, you name it, Lindell TV, here with us right now, fired from other jobs for telling the truth. I know you've been reaching out to your White House sources. Any new intel for us, Emerald Robinson? Unmute your microphone.
Sorry, I was making calls, trying to find out more.
I understand. Go ahead.
No new intel for you. Sorry about that. But look, I do expect, based on everything we're hearing, that you can expect ahead of the 2026 midterms for some of these color revolutionary tactics to ramp up like we saw in 2020. Remember the Summer of Love? I was reporting at the White House, and there was incidents constantly around the White House. We've already heard from groups that they plan to ramp up activity. And as we've been talking about for the last hour, now that the Democrats are feeling that their operation, or the communists in our country feel that their operation is finally in jeopardy and for real, I think we'll see a lot more. And we have to be vigilant. And I do hope what you said before we went away to the break, Alex, that more people in America, not just, you know, Trump supporters, understand the big picture of what's going on when we see some of these stories. I'll refrain from maybe commenting so much on the National Guard because I really don't know much about it.
Well, here's the deal. Their fraud's being exposed. Their money's being cut off. People say, oh, they can win the midterms. They're going to wait. No, my gut is they're not going to wait. They're going to make their move.
I don't think so either. I think we're going to see it. And I worry about President Trump because they are so desperate, right? They try to take him out multiple times during the campaign. And when they get so desperate, who knows what they're going to do? I think we all need to stay vigilant and prayed up over the next year because this is the most pivotal election. I know we said that about 2024. We bought a lifeline, but I will just reiterate what General Flynn said earlier today on InfoWars, in that this is it. This is it. This could be the last election if it's not fixed.
And it is. It just escalates and escalates. That's not hype. That, I mean, that's a total fact. It just escalates, escalates, because they're not giving up. We're not giving up. And now that we're winning, they're more desperate than ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. When is your show today? So people can tune into that.
You can see me every day from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern on LindellTV.com. And there's an encore at 8 p.m. every day in case you've been watching InfoWars and you missed me on Lindell TV. And I just want to say, Alex, everyone at Lindell TV, we appreciate what you do and the Alex Jones Network. And thank you for having me on to get this out here. As I said, I will be sharing more on X at Emerald Robinson and also more exclusive information dropping on my Substack, emerald.tv.
Emerald, thank you so much. Incredible job.
Thank you.
What a Valkyrie. So I'm going to explain this. Most of you know this. the subconscious and unconscious mind is hundreds of times conservative, more powerful than the cerebral cortex focus. Cerebral cortex is your narrow focus, what you're looking at. People say gut, that's all your knowledge. Your brain knows it. It's not a hunch. When Sherlock Holmes knows the answer, it's not because he just magically, or, you know, in real world, famous detectives who study all, they'll tell you. They don't know why they know. They just, bloop, they know. I can intellectually, politically tell you the war's just starting, okay? The stuff's going to get crazy now. This is just, you look at all the craziness before, it'll look tame. But gut level, woo, baby. I mean, my gut is on fire. It's like the analogy of the sword sting that when a goblin's near it glows blue. Well, I'm glowing blue, baby. So pray. Be engaged. Keep your head on a swivel. Look out. The enemy's getting ready to make their move. They already have. But they're now learning the world's a two-way street, and America ain't asleep no more. All right. Stuart Rhodes takes over. Then, The War Room today with Harrison Smith and more. 3 p.m. Central. Whatever you do, share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish DMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rhodes filling in for the fourth hour at InfoWars with a breaking story of two National Guardsmen shot just down the street from the White House in Washington, D.C., and the White House is now on lockdown for security. They said that the shooter is apparently down and in custody. We just heard that. This is an indication of the war we're in, and I'm curious to see who the suspect is. We'll see who this is, whether it's the red side of the Red-Green Alliance or the green side of the Red-Green Alliance in this country, whether it's jihadist or a radical communist in our country. This is the fruits of what the left has been doing in our country ever since President Trump was elected in 2016 and served from 2017 for his first term, and now again after 2024. They want National Guardsmen to be shot in the streets. The rhetoric out of the left the entire time has been that the National Guard are Nazis and are following unconstitutional orders from President Trump, when the exact opposite is the fact. Everything he's doing to secure our nation with the National Guard is within his bounds as President of the United States. In fact, is within his duty. So we're waiting to see that the condition of the National Guardsmen, but apparently one of them was shot in the head. So let's pray for them, pray for a speedy recovery, and pray for that they survive. One report has it that one of them was airlifted for life flight. So let's pray for them and hope that they survive. But President Trump, that's why I asked the crew earlier, are the National Guard carrying weapons in D.C., which I certainly hope they would be, and the answer was yes. That's why the National Guard is deployed across our country to suppress the insurrection of the radical left. Should always be armed, and they should be armed with one in the chamber so they can defend themselves and others against terrorists. So apparently at least three people have been shot, but two of them we know are National Guardsmen. So once again, let's pray for their survival. In this situation we're in right now, with the radical left in this nation demonizing, and the Democratic Party demonizing the National Guard, painting them as Nazis, claiming that they're violating the Constitution, this is exactly why you have the seditious six among the Democrats calling on the military to refuse President Trump's orders. It's a dog whistle to all the leftists who are still in our military, who still need to be purged out, but it's also an attempt to disrupt and interfere with the chain of command. Now, as a founder of Oath Keepers, obviously from the very beginning of Oath Keepers in 2009, I was all about, and still am, about educating the people who swear the oath and serve in the military and police about their responsibility under their oath. So what I would encourage President Trump to do, piggybacking on the discussion Alex Jones had with General Flynn just last segment, is that they should use this for good. What man means for evil, God will use for good. President Trump should call a press conference, especially now in light of this attempted assassination of two National Guardsmen. He should call a press conference and address the nation. And he should have Pete Hegseth standing next to him as Secretary of War, and also Tulsi Gabbard. Both of them have served in the military and are very respected and very credible and very well spoken about the oath. And he should use the enemy's attempt to steer the military wrong to reemphasize that, yes, you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and now we're going to tell you about the domestic enemies of the Constitution and lay it on the table that we are facing an open insurrection by the deep state and by the left and their jihadi allies across the country. And it's been going on since President Trump was first inaugurated. It went on in rapid fashion in 2020 with open rebellion across the country, and we're seeing it now. He should spell out, with the assistance of Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth, that this is their plan. This is what they're doing right now. We are facing an invasion, check. That's open invasion of the country. It's been going on for over a decade. We are facing an insurrection by the left. I believe this is probably the latest example of that going kinetic, and it's not the first one. And we are also facing direct refusal to comply with federal law and direct force being used to impede the enforcement of our immigration laws. You've got ICE agents across the country being assaulted, including being rammed with vehicles and attempting to murder them with a vehicle. And that's been going on for months now. And so I'm not at all surprised that has gone kinetic in Washington, D.C. And I think that's part of their plan, is they are going to get people to do attack, not just ICE, but also National Guard. And what they're hoping to do is to prompt President Trump into dropping the hammer. But frankly, I think he should. I think he should use this as his rationale for invoking the Insurrection Act, citing the fact that we are facing an invasion, an insurrection, and also direct opposition with force to the execution of the laws of the Union. He should spell that out. The Insurrection Act makes very clear that that's the criteria that he can use for bringing the military and National Guard as the militia into the cities to protect the rights of the American people and to suppress an insurrection, and he should. So when he addresses the American people, he should point out that not only are the seditious six trying to disrupt the chain of command, he should also point out that they are involved through Brennan, as Alex Jones has been saying earlier, that they are involved in a longstanding coup. Brennan is acting exactly like Alan Dulles acted after he was fired by JFK. He continued to run the CIA through proxies and from his own little select farm out in Virginia. He continued to actually be the real director of the CIA. And I believe, sadly, the same is true now. Frankly, I think Ratcliffe should be fired. I don't think he's cleaning house inside the CIA. So in addition to directing, as Alex Jones and General Flynn said earlier, in addition to directing Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard to get to the bottom of what's going on with Brennan and his cabal of traitors, they should also bring Ratcliffe onto the carpet and demand the same from him. But frankly, I believe President Trump should use his power to do recess appointments during the holiday break and fire Ratcliffe, fire Patel, fire Bongino, and frankly, also fire Pam Bondi, because they have all failed to do their duty. They should put real fighters in there. Jeffrey Clark should be Attorney General, or Ed Martin, or the two of them can work together as Attorney General and as Assistant Attorney General. And in the Department of Defense, they should be purging out all the generals that they already know are still in place, who are like Milley, the same cut from the same cloth, who are the ones that are being dog whistled to. I believe that this Sedition Six, their real targets are those generals inside of the deep state. They believe that they can give them cover and encourage them to go ahead and refuse President Trump's lawful orders by characterizing them as unlawful when they're not, And I believe that's what they really want to see happen is more General Milleys out there. And I don't believe enough purging has been done inside the Department of Defense. So I encourage Pete Hegseth to drive to charge hard and with President Trump's backing to purge the ranks of anyone who is a communist, who's not loyal to this country, right down from the from the generals down to the privates. Just go and do an investigation inside of DOD and purge out the leftist loyalists who are still there. And the exact same thing must be done inside the CIA, inside the FBI, inside NSA, et cetera. And it has not been done. And inside the DOJ, the exact reason why Comey's indictment and Lisa James' indictment was dismissed is because you have stay-behinds inside the DOJ. That's why President Trump had to bring his own lawyer in. We all saw this. They were going to run the clock out and not actually indict Comey, but run the clock out on the statute of limitations. That's why President Trump had to bring his own lawyer in to get it done within 2 weeks. And then you had a loyalist judge, a loyal leftist judge, who then dismissed the charge. So I really encourage President Trump to use his absolute power to declassification to declassify and expose the corrupt judges. That's exactly what needs to be done, exposure, and then purge them out. If you don't do that, if you don't expose them, they'll stay in place and their stay-behinds who will continue to be poison pills. And the exact same thing is true of the entire DOJ, the entire FBI, and the CIA. So now, as they were talking earlier, and yesterday also, Alex was talking to someone about the fact that the president now needs his own intelligence service that's loyal to him, sadly, to go help him ferret out what's going on at the CIA. Well, I think he already has that. It's called the U.S. military. So the U.S. military intelligence branches and branch services are the ones who did intelligence for our nation before there was a CIA. And with Tulsi Gabbard's assistance and with Hegseth's assistance as Department of War head, he can and should use the military intelligence once again to give him accurate intelligence and turn inward on the domestic enemies of the Constitution and purge them out once and for all. He could and can and should go to the CIA and the FBI and just kick everyone out of the building and the NSA and just tell them to go home and await further orders. It's just work from home. And he should turn it all over to Tulsi Gabbard to lead the way and Pete Hegseth using military intelligence and military personnel who are still loyal to the Constitution. And that way he can go in and do with the CIA, NSA, and FBI exactly what DOGE was doing with other departments. They need to DOGE all of those agencies. The intelligence agencies, the DOJ and FBI must be DOGE and exposed. Same thing that Elon Musk did when he first bought Twitter. He threw the doors open and exposed all the internal corruption and collusion between sitting, current serving FBI, CIA, NSA, and Twitter to ferret, to target Americans for censorship, targeting who should be censored and what should be censored. Elon Musk exposed that, which was a fantastic step. That should be done with every one of those agencies. And the fact that it hasn't been done yet shows you that President Trump has sadly appointed the wrong people who are not following his orders. So I strongly encourage President Trump to do exactly what General Flynn recommended along with Alex and do hold that address to the American people. But when he does that, to have Tulsi Gabbard and Hegseth lay out the responsibilities under the oath. They can tell the service members that, yes, you swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. That was against all enemies, foreign and domestic. My oath is similar. It's also to preserve and protect the Constitution and to execute the laws of the Union. And you must now know exactly who the domestic enemies of the Constitution are. So I'm going to show you. And they can lay out the coup, lay out the Podesta plan, lay it all out for what's been done over the last since 2016, it's an ongoing coup by the deep state, by the left, by the uniparty allies. So you should take advantage of the situation that they've brought the oath to the forefront. And I'm glad, actually. Let us talk about the oath and what it means. So the service members will know that President Trump's authority under the militia statutes, they can spell it all out legally. Here's his authority under militia statutes that have existed for the entire duration of this republic. And here's his authority under the Insurrection Act, which started under Jefferson. So in different forms, it's gone forward through our history. The authority is still the same. He can use the militia, which includes the National Guard, and under the Insurrection Act, he can also use the military at any point where he's facing an invasion, an insurrection, or resistance to the execution of the laws of the Union, or where local or state officials fail or impede the protection of the American people under our Constitution. He can and should do that. And when he does that, when he stands in front of the American people and spells that out, I believe he should bring the American people to their feet with a call to action. Alex and General Flynn were talking about this. He should rally the American people and call them to action. I agree. But what he should do is call them up as the militia. This is something I've been saying for months now. He has full authority under those militia statutes to call forth all of the militia, not just the National Guard. Under federal statute, the militia is defined as every able-bodied man from age 17 to 45 in this country. That includes every man out there who's listening to this in that age bracket. All of you are the militia under federal statute. That has existed since the founding of this country. And for you veterans, like myself included, I served as a paratrooper, all of you veterans out there, until age 64, the president can call you up, and he should. When he addresses the nation and lays out the coup, the ongoing coup that's being done to subvert and destroy our republic, he should call on the American people. He should say, I'm calling forth the militia to call forth and stand to in every county across the country to muster. He should instruct the veterans to take charge of leading and training all of the other men and organizing them and then awaiting for his orders. He should say, we are now facing not just an insurrection by the radical left. We also have known jihadists in this nation. We have Al-Qaeda bragging about how they're going to do October 7 style attacks across the country. They're going to do October 7 or Mumbai style attacks. Imagine 8 to 10 or 12 armed jihadists with body armor and AK-47s or AR-15s attacking schools or school buses, for example. This is something that Sarah Adams has been warning about, other counterterrorism experts on Sean Ryan's podcast, for example. So this is reality. And he can use that example when he addresses the American people and says, we need to face reality, as Patrick Henry said. Let's face the truth, no matter how awful it is, and prepare for it rather than deluding ourselves with false hope. In this situation, the rhetoric coming from the left, the actions coming from the left, the actions and rhetoric coming from the radical clerics across the country, the masses of Muslim immigrants that are brought into this country who are not assimilating, you can see it and hear it from their own mouths, what they intend to do. And you hear it from Al-Qaeda, for example, and ISIS, and from Hamas, and Hezbollah, and from Iran. So their proxies, their stay-behinds, their cells are already in this country. So President Trump should recognize that and say, now this is why we must call forth the militia. And of course, he can, at his discretion, he can choose not to call forth the militia in radical communist enclaves like Portland, Oregon, if he is concerned they will not be loyal to the Constitution. So he can be selective about that, which I would recommend, frankly. Be very selective and careful about calling forth the militia in counties dominated by the radical left in this nation or dominated by Muslims in this nation, like Dearborn, Michigan, for example. But call forth those who are loyal to our Constitution and get them together and get them organized. Now, what this would mean, though, is that within weeks, we would be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us, whatever false flag or open coup that is thrown by the left or by the radical Islamists in this country. This country would be so much stronger within a matter of weeks, a matter of days, frankly. But I am certain, and I know, that us veterans can turn around and train all the other men in our counties within a matter of weeks or a month at the tops in how to move, shoot, and communicate, and how to run their firearms effectively and competently. Not doing anything else until President Trump gives us order to do so, but ready and willing and able to suppress any kind of attack. Now, InfoWars is at the forefront, tip of the spear, in the fight to save our republic. I encourage you to take advantage of the special sale they have going on right now, the Black Friday sale, half off, or no, buying 2-for-1 of all the supplements in the store. 2-for-1 and 25% off of all of the apparel. You can go to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, and take advantage of this Black Friday specials that run all week until Friday night at midnight and stock up on awesome supplements. And this fuels the information war, the fight to save the republic. And I've known Alex now for decades. And I can tell you this, I consider him a great patriot. I've never seen him waver. I've only seen him call out the truth over and over again in his whole crew. Every one of them has been fantastic. Harrison Smith and I are good friends. He's also a staunch patriot. And I've known Breonna Taylor, Breonna Morello, since I was a prisoner, a domestic enemy, or a domestic political prisoner in this country. I've known her since then. They're all fantastic people, and they're fighting the good fight. So, and I'm proud to be here to fill in for the fourth hour. It's important that you understand where we are and that everyone who took that oath honors it. That's why I founded Oath Keepers in 2009. So I know some other folks have said, oh, I don't think the military needs to be reminded of their oath. I think they do. That's why we should capitalize on this intent by the bad guys to try to screw with the chain of command. We should use that to educate the soldiers. They should be taught the Constitution. They should be taught where the red lines in the Bill of Rights are, like gun confiscation, and how to protect all of the Bill of Rights, which was meant to prevent a repeat of what the founders experienced under King George. It's important for us to reemphasize why everyone takes that oath. It comes from Article 3 of the Constitution, or Article 6, I mean, of the Constitution itself. The oath requirement was put there by the founders for a reason. They were concerned that anywhere in the chain of command, from the president down to your local dog catcher, they wanted to make sure that everyone knew their responsibility to say no. So, for example, if you have a local police chief, say in Dearborn, Michigan, who wants to arrest a peaceful Christian protester, like Jake Lang, for example, and wants to use their power to oppress someone for their religious beliefs, it's the responsibility of the officers to say no, and it's also the responsibility of all the rest of us to step in and protect that freedom of speech and freedom of religion in this country. So it's important for them to know the lines, where the lines are in the Constitution. Now, in the military, you're taught, I served as a paratrooper, and when I was in basic training, we were taught about My Lai, the My Lai massacre, where you had Lieutenant Colley and his men obeying clearly illegal orders to shoot women and children. He tried to defend himself by saying he's just following orders. That's not a valid defense. So it is true that every service member has a responsibility to refuse blatantly unlawful orders. Now, for good order and discipline, orders are presumed to be lawful unless they are blatantly unlawful. That way you avoid problems of the chain of command. So your military is taught to follow orders unless it's blatantly unlawful. Now, a clear, bright line, unlawfulness is not just what happened in the My Lai massacre or Abu Ghraib, which is the modern example used when teaching the military, but also what happened in Hurricane Katrina. We had unconstitutional gun confiscation being ordered by an anti-gun mayor, anti-gun police chief. That was a situation, a big wake-up call for all of us, that current serving police officers did not understand enough about the Constitution and their oath responsibilities. And at the time, the leftists defended that by saying, well, we don't want a police officer to make a decision on his own about what's constitutional or not. That's for the judges. So their attitude has always been, until now, that it's the judges that tell you whether or not something you're being told is unconstitutional. Until then, you should just follow orders, because they want blind obedience. And I saw that in 2009 when I started Oath Keepers. We were attacked for encouraging people to take the oath seriously. We were attacked because they want blind obedience. They do not want them thinking for themselves. So now they're trying to flip the script. Hey, Alex.
I'm going to pop in here while you're doing a great job. Here's the big question. We're going to put a poll up. We're deadly serious about this. Christy, you know, I'm saying pray for them. They're in incredible condition. Is it going to be a tranny, a communist, or an Antifa, or will they try to false flag us with a ridiculous story that a right-winger did it? I'm asking you the question. I'm asking the viewers going up on Relox Jones on X. We're going to find out, or who knows, with the spin we've got. What do you think?
Well, either or a jihadist. It could be any one of the two, or three or four. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Could be a jihadist. That's why I brought the Red-Green Alliance earlier. Yeah.
So, communist, Islamicist,
tranny, or someone who's been brainwashed to believe that these are Nazis, like Antifa, and they're trying to take out a Nazi.
So they'll just be a leftist.
Yeah, I think it could be a leftist or one of their proxies, one of their allies, like the jihadist. So we'll see. We do want to pray for them. This is a horrible thing to have happen on the eve of Thanksgiving. But let's remember where we come from, who we are, and let's leave it in God's hands. As the founders said, duty is ours, results are God's. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Charlie Kirk about how this is a Christian nation and why that's so important on Thanksgiving. God bless.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by millionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the IRC moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you said it. And then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for the fourth hour of Alex Jones' show today. As we said earlier, there were two National Guardsmen that were shot, a total of three persons shot, and President Trump has just issued a statement about the shooting. The animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded and now in two separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless will pay a very steep price. God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. I, as President of the United States, and everyone associated with the Office of the Presidency, am with you. That's President Trump's statement on the two National Guardsmen. Let's pray for them that they will survive. Apparently one of them was shot in the head. Let's just pray for them that God will preserve them and protect them. As I discussed earlier, this is not a surprise to me, sadly. The left, the media, the uniparty in the deep state has been demonizing the National Guard as well as ICE for the duration of the Trump presidency. Anytime he calls them forth to execute the laws of the union, which he has full authority to do, in fact has a duty to do, they will attack him as a Nazi and attack ICE as Nazis and the National Guard as Nazis. Secretary Kristi Noem, Secretary of DHS Kristi Noem, has said, please join me in praying for the two National Guardsmen who were just shot moments ago in Washington, D.C. DHS.gov is working with local law enforcement to gather more information. So they have a shooter in custody, apparently, who's also severely wounded. I'm curious to find out, as Alex said earlier, is it a leftist? Is it a jihadist? Is it some Antifa who's been brainwashed to believe that National Guard are Nazis? Is it some whacked out tranny? We'll find out. So, but regardless of who it is, the identity of the shooter, this should be laid right at the feet of the radical left, right at the feet of the Democrats, and right at the feet of the mainstream media that has demonized relentlessly and brainwashed people to believe there's a National Guardsman shot in the head. You know, it's disturbing to me as a veteran to watch a brother like that who is just there doing his duty to preserve and protect his country and our Constitution, to see him laying there shot in the head like that. So I believe this is a watershed moment. Every bit as much as Charlie Crook's assassination or the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is a watershed moment where it's gone kinetic. Once again, it's already been that way, but now we have no doubt that this is a kinetic war, a kinetic insurrection that we are facing in this country. And as I said last segment, I believe it's incumbent upon us to realize where we are, to encourage President Trump to do his duty by dropping the hammer on the insurrection, to invoke the Insurrection Act, to call forth the militia, including all of us. We should be able to be ready to stand too in our counties and answer the call. Let's encourage President Trump to use the American people as the founders intended, as the militia. That is the safe place to put the military power and the law enforcement power in this country, is in the hands of we the people. And we could help him to keep this country safe. We are going to see terror attacks in this country. You're going to see October 7th style attacks across the country, most likely attacking schools or churches, you know, God forbid. That's what they're going to do. So we need to get ready for that. Let's encourage President Trump to do his duty, to call us forth to do our duty, do a public call to action for the American people, and give us express orders, all the able-bodied males, to come together in our counties and prepare to defend the Republic. And while we're at that, we also need to stand up in our counties, in our towns, our counties, and our churches, and get ready for what we know is coming. So while we encourage him to utilize us, we need to step up now. So I want to talk to every veteran out there right now. You swore the same oath I did to support and defend the Constitution. All you prior law enforcement swore that same oath. A lot of you first responders, firefighters, I sure as a firefighter myself, I know you all love this country and are loyal to this country and our Constitution. It's important for you. It's imperative that you step forward right now in your towns and counties, in your churches, and organize all of the men to get ready for what we know is coming. You need to get ready to defend the Republic. I encourage you. You can go to oathkeepers.info. If you want to join Oath Keepers, we're happy to have you, whether you're prior service or not, because our duty is to train you. The militias of the founders, their ideal was that everyone is the militia, and that's still how it is by federal statute. So I don't treat you any differently. So I invite you to join Oath Keepers. Go to oathkeepers.info. You can join by mail. And we also have a GiveSendGo, givesendgo.com/oath. I don't yet have the ability to take credit cards on our website. But if you go to givesendgo.com/oath and do a donation at $100, just say in the note in below your donation, which will be anonymous to the public. They won't be able to see who you are, but you can say this is for membership. I'll be able to go and see your email, and I'll honor that and make you a member of Oath Keepers. But regardless whether you join Oath Keepers or not, you want to support our mission, go to givesendgo.com/oath. Please donate to help us, because we're going to reorganize and get back in the streets to protect Trump supporters and the American public in general against radical leftist violence, as we did for the duration of our existence against Antifa in the streets. And we're going to organize and train our communities to prepare for the jihadist attacks that are coming. But whether you do that or not, whether you join Oath Keepers or not, I want every male veteran out there, every ill-bodied man out there, to come together, military, law enforcement, first responders, but also men who are not any of those but are still loyal to this country, come together in your communities right now, in your neighborhoods, and in your churches. Start right there, neighborhood and church. Organize the men in your neighborhood. Organize the men in your church. Then step to your town and then your county. Go sit down with your sheriff. Encourage him to start a sheriff's posse and put you in that posse, you and your able-bodied brothers and sisters in that posse, to get ready to suppress the insurrection, to defend your homes and your freedom in your county. But while you're encouraging the sheriff to do that, organize yourselves at the neighborhood level, armed neighborhood watches, armed, robust church security teams. In fact, I think every able-bodied male in the church should be organized to defend the church and the broader community. It's a stronghold. It should be a stronghold. If your pastor is not willing to do that, then frankly, you need a new church or a new pastor. Get yourselves organized. So let's do our duty while we also encourage and support President Trump in doing his duty. Now, today is the eve of Thanksgiving. Last night, someone sent me a clip of Charlie Kirk answering a question, explaining about how this is a Christian nation and has been founded from the beginning to be a Christian nation. I want to play that clip and talk about that. I think it's important on the eve of Thanksgiving to remember where we come from.
Israel was founded on common law because the Declaration only refers to God four times, and the Constitution doesn't refer to God at all, and it only articulates the structure of government.
So first of all, remember that we were a collection of states and colonies, and you need to read the state constitutions before anything else. 9 out of 13 of the original states required you to be a Bible-believing Christian to serve in government at the time of the founding. All 13 out of 13 required a declaration of faith. 9 out of 13 required you to be a Protestant, except Maryland, which was Catholic, which still required a declaration of faith. Almost every single one of the original state constitutions, Pennsylvania included, they had, "I profess Lord and Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior," in the original state constitutions. You remember, we're a collection of states before that. Secondly, 55 out of 56 of the original signers of the Declaration were Bible-believing, church-attending Christians. So common law is inherited from Blackstone, who was Christian. A common law is an outgrowth of the scriptures. So let's go to three principles of common law: presumption of innocence, due process, and jury of your peers. All three are biblical principles, wrapped into the ultimate biblical principle that you shall not favor justice if you are rich or poor, which is in Leviticus 19, right before the most famous part of Leviticus 19, which is that you should love your neighbor as yourself. But before that is that in the administration of justice, you shall not favor the rich or the poor, which is the idea of blind justice. We get that in the West, which is incorporated also in the New Testament ideal. Neither slave nor Greek nor Jew, you're all one in Jesus Christ. So we got the idea of human equality. These are all biblical ideas. They're not Enlightenment ideas, which is they kind of get conflated at the time. But more importantly than that, they say that God was only mentioned four times in the Declaration of Independence. Well, that's a big deal. Okay. Laws of nature and nature's God. The last paragraph of the Declaration reads as a prayer. It says, "We appeal to the supreme judge of the universe, Who's the judge of the universe? Jesus Christ. It says in Revelation that Jesus will judge the earth on his throne. So in the declaration, they were praying to Christ our Lord as a prayer very specifically. Thirdly, as I said on stage yesterday, Deuteronomy was by far the most quoted book, religious or non-religious, in the time of the founding when they were putting together the Constitution. More than John Locke, more than Montesquieu, more than Blackstone. The book of Deuteronomy, which talked about laws, customs, traditions. It was Moses' farewell address as he's, you know, about to say goodbye. Say, hey, good luck in Canaan, guys. Here's how you should set up your form of government. But finally, and most importantly, let's look at actually what the founders said. John Adams famously said the Constitution was only written for a moral and religious people. It was wholly inadequate for the people of any other. The body politic of America was so Christian and was so Protestant that our form and structure of government was built for the people that believed in Christ our Lord. One of the reasons we're living through a constitutional crisis is that we no longer have a Christian nation, but we have a Christian form of government, and they're incompatible. So you cannot have liberty if you do not have a Christian population.
Amen. Charlie Kirk was absolutely correct about that. And now you see another reason why he was murdered, is that they don't want you to return to being a Christian nation. But I believe, once again, what man means for evil, God will use for good. We are seeing a revival across this country, a return to Christianity, and not just the normal, you know, not prosperity preaching Christianity. I'm talking about Founding Fathers, Black Robe Regiment, fire in the belly Christianity. That's a return I'm seeing, and I'm glad to see it. Myself, having gone through being a political prisoner, that strengthened my faith. So let us return to God, return to our Christian roots as this nation. As Charlie Kirk said, you're not going to be a free republic if you don't also return to being a Christian nation. Now, I wanted to bring attention to Alex Jones has just posted on at the Real Alex Jones on X, at Real Alex Jones on X, a poll asking who shot the National Guard troops in D.C., and he wants your input. So please go there to the at Real Alex Jones on X and answer the poll. Was it a communist? Was it trans, Muslim, Antifa? See what your vote is, what you think it was, and we're going to find out. If I had to pick, I would say it was, well, I think communist Antifa are pretty much the same answer, frankly. I think it was someone like that who's been radicalized to believe that National Guardsmen are Nazis and are oppressing the American people when it's the exact opposite. So we'll see the poll so far. So we're at 16.2% for communist, 29.3% for trans, 23.4% for Muslim, and 31.1% for Antifa. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll find out which one's right. So for those who just joined us, we have two National Guardsmen who've been shot in Washington, D.C. One other person, still not identified, also shot. Apparently one of the National Guardsmen was airlifted in critical condition, shot in the head, and now there's a suspect in custody. When we have identity of the suspect, if we get that before the segment ends, we'll break in with that. But this is a watershed moment. We all need to reflect on what this means for our nation and what must be done to save it. So I encourage you, as you go with your family for Thanksgiving, family and friends, to pray for our nation and to take seriously what it means to be a Christian in this nation. Let's have real Thanksgiving for God's favor. You know, the founders relied, as Charlie Kirk so eloquently stated, you know, in the Declaration of Independence, they relied on divine providence, but they also pledged to each other their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. Do you want to break to what J.D. Vance is talking about right now? Is he talking about the shooting? If he is, let's break in on that. Okay, no sweat. So let's remember that. They pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor. And many of them paid that price. Lately, I've heard excuses being given for Cash Patel, for example, that, oh, he must have been threatened, you know, or for Bongino or anybody else in the Trump administration. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and play the clip from Fox News from J.D. Vance, the vice president, talking about what's going on.
But I think it's a somber reminder that Soldiers, whether they're active duty, reserve, or National Guard, our soldiers are the sword and the shield of the United States of America. And as a person who goes into work every single day in that building and knows that there are a lot of people who wear the uniform of the United States Army, let me just say very personally, thank them for what they're doing. We're grateful to them, and we're praying that they're going to be safe and they're going to spend Thanksgiving with their families. God bless them. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the business of the Army and about what you're doing and about why it's important to the United States of America and why we are proud of you, every single one of our soldiers here in Fort Campbell and all across the world.
Here you go.
We have got some incredible guests here to honor this moment, to honor you, to say thanks to so many of you for spending time away from your families here this day before Thanksgiving. And I want to give just a few shout-outs to some of our special guests before we get started. First of all, to General Travis McIntosh and Command Sergeant Major Charles Walker, thank you guys for leading this incredible facility, and thank you for serving in the United States Army and making us proud. Where are you guys? Please stand up and be recognized. Thank you all.
So Vice President Vance just laid out the reality that our troops go in harm's way, or willingly are willing to go in harm's way every day. And that is what sets apart those who have served from those who have not, that we did right when we entered service. We did wrote a blank check made out to the American people for an amount up to and including our lives. And many of our brothers and sisters have given their lives, and that's exactly why, as I was saying earlier, I've got no F's to give for any excuses for why anyone in government doesn't do their duty under their oath. They should all go and walk through Arlington Cemetery and look at all the tombstones and read how young those men were when they died. And look and see what they sacrificed, and then steel yourself to do your duty. Hey, Alex.
Like Patrick Henry said, the war's already begun. Those were West Virginia National Guard. The governor and I reporting they are both dead.
Oh, my God.
So, and this is just the beginning. If I had to guess, it's... We know it's some levis. They might actually try to frame us, but I think that's a low probability. But this is just a prelude, folks, of what has just begun here. So you got the statement. I just wanted to be here and say God bless their families. But the Second American Revolution is now live.
Amen.
This is a shot heard around the world.
Can I see that? Thank you, sir.
You've got it there, right, too.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, do you agree this is a shot heard around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is the shot heard around the world. And President Trump, it's now his duty to recognize where we are, as Patrick Henry said.
That's right. He has to preserve. He has to now.
He has to now. That's right. He needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. He needs to call forth the militia, including all of us, and have us stand to in our counties and prepare to defend the Republic. And he needs to drop the hammer on the coup. He needs to expose the coup. As I've been saying for years, starting back in 2020 with open letters to him, he has absolute authority as commander-in-chief to declassify anything held in the files of the FBI, CIA, DOJ, anywhere in the government, NSA. He needs to go scorched earth right now to expose the coup inside of these agencies. All the stay-behinds, all the people that his appointees have failed to purge out now need to be exposed and then purged. And I would start with the judges who are blocking everything he wants to do. As Alex has said earlier, at least 80% of them are not loyal to the Constitution. They're loyal to the deep state, or they're loyal to the radical left, which is really the same thing. The deep state has chosen sides and has chosen the side of the radical left in this country. That's why Brennan, you know, a supposed ex-communist, is still a communist and also a deep stater. So President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act. He should kick the FBI, the CIA, the NSA out of their buildings, and frankly, the same with the DOJ, and then send in military intelligence to go through all the files to disclose and declassify all the dirt, put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of that, and have Pete Hegseth assist her with military forces and military intelligence to go sort through all the nonsense and sort out the coup and expose them. And start with the judges, but go right down through the CIA, FBI, and DOJ and purge them out. He has to do that now, and he should invoke the Insurrection Act while he's doing that, and then deploy us, we the people, as the militia across the country. This is the right thing to do. It's his duty, and will also, I believe, bring the American people to their senses and bring us together in unity. And I want to stress something very clearly, that throughout the history of Oath Keepers, we have always defended the rights of any American, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, we don't care. We protected black-owned businesses in Ferguson, Missouri. Across the country, we don't care what your race is. And when we go out and do disaster relief, we don't care what your politics are either. It's just Americans helping Americans. I believe most Americans are good people who just want to live their lives and want their children to have better lives than they did and live in freedom. So I think it's imperative that President Trump right now do his best to unify the American public and focus on the threat of terrorism like this. This is a terrorist act. Focus on this threat. Everyone wants to be safe. Everyone wants their families to be safe. Focus on that. We all should agree that we want to have a safe community, and we should be rallying behind the president to make sure that every community is safe. You're not going to have enough police officers in your community. You're not going to have enough National Guardsmen, of course, also, when you have a hot situation of jihadists, for example, going kinetic across the country. There's not going to be enough first responders to take care of it. That's why we, the people, must step up. So while we encourage President Trump to call us forth, let's also come together in our counties. So all you men at church this Sunday, when you go to services, come together and talk about what you're going to do in your community. Use your church as the first step, the first stronghold. Have a meeting of the men after the service and talk about what you're going to do to protect not just the church, not just those who belong to it, the flock of the church, but your communities as the founders expected of you. And then get together with all your veterans. Go to the VFW halls and talk to your veterans. Go to any veterans group out there. Or just have a muster on the town square or in your town park and come together. Veterans coming together, throw your DD-214 on the table, show who you are, what your training was, what you can do. And all the other men come together, and the veterans should take charge of organizing the men and focus on the national security threat of terrorism. That's something that should unite most Americans. Don't focus on political disagreements. Focus on the threat of terrorism. Make that your starting point, and then go reach out to your sheriff, invite your sheriff to attend the meeting of the men. Let the sheriff know that this is your posse in waiting. We would love to have you go ahead and organize us as your posse right now, but also state very clearly that we are President Trump's militia in waiting. Your governors throughout every state of the union have been derelict in their duties, have not organized you as the militia, even though under your state constitutions and state laws, every one of you is able-bodied, usually say mirroring the federal statutes, 17 to 45, you're supposed to be the militia in your states. They have not done it. But President Trump can call you forth as the militia and organize you himself with a stroke of the pen. No one can stop him. He has absolute authority as commander-in-chief, and he has the duty. So just understand that. Bring the men together. Educate them about that reality, that pursuant to federal statutes, even though you've never been called forth yet, pursuant to federal statutes, the President of the United States, as Commander-in-Chief, can call you forth as the militia. The National Guard, under federal statute, is called the organized militia. Anybody who's not in the National Guard, 17 to 45, and for veterans, age 64, is the unorganized militia. Let's come together and organize ourselves, waiting for President Trump's orders or waiting for your sheriff's orders, but getting ready for what we know is coming. At the same time, let's encourage President Trump to do his duty by calling us forth. I believe we have a chance to save this republic, but only if we step up and do our duty. As the founders said, duty is ours, results are God's. Now, please support InfoWars in their fight. They are the tip of the spear. Right now, there's an awesome sale going on, and Alex and the crew need your support. And while you're at it, it's buy one, get one free until Friday night at midnight. Take advantage of that sale, 25% off all apparel. And that's what fuels the info war. Alex doesn't have sponsors. He doesn't have millionaire backers. He's got you. We the people have to step up, support the info war, and also step up, support President Trump in doing his duty. God bless America.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.